Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
There are some more men who ought to be strapped to a gurney and castrated with fishing knives.
Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, eats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die.
No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti. A self-loathing, insecure egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, me too.
I am not a happy person.
Fucking jerk offs.
What's going on here? Help me! You're not gonna suck it. Get out. Well, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain!
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant.
No. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
You ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling? I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
You guys suck.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. I stalled as much as possible because Kenny just got here.
Did my best.
Set up everything, got the mic, headphones, and boom. Just made it in time for the beginning of the show. Of course, it's the Conti and Kenny Show. I am, why am I saying show?
Show.
Conti and Kenny Show. I never speak like that.
It's the sweaty and high show. So I'm sweaty and you're high.
Sweaty and high. Let's not divulge too much information.
No, that's high and light.
Yeah. So, we are on morelikeradio.com every Monday night, 7 o'clock, till usually about 9. And I am Joe Conti. Kenny Michaels is my partner over there. We got special guests in the studio tonight.
Uh-huh. I love it.
Special, special, probably the most special to me. It is my lovely fiance, Beverly.
Somebody's getting a handy later.
Yeah, she is. Whoopsie.
Hey. Hi. Does this work? Is this working?
You're on. Yep.
I can't hear myself.
Can't hear yourself?
No.
You will once the music goes down. There you go. So, that's my lovely fiance, Beverly, who is not, she doesn't come on this show barely ever, once in a blue moon, but it's not that she's afraid to get in front of a mic. She used to do Trash Mouth Radio with Sharon Simon.
Yes.
And they are going to be bringing it back.
Are they really?
Yes. Yeah, they've rekindled their friendship.
Yes.
And,
very happy about that.
And they're going to do Trash Mouth Radio together. I'm not sure any more details. Like, you give a fuck, but I'm just saying.
We're working on it. It's in the works.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just call it, change the name of the show to Two Whack Jobs in a Closet. Not that you're a whack job, but you're a woman, so you automatically.
But that's our mantra.
Yeah, speaking of whack jobs.
What's up?
Oh, no, I had.
The phone number, if you want to call, is 240-HI-CNK. And that's not spelled H-I-G-H. It's H-I. So, where's my...
Yeah. Ladies, I was surrounded by them all weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Were they naked?
No, it was all family members.
Oh.
Because my baby...
Too bad they weren't naked.
My baby brothers had a baby girl.
He is a new papa.
He's a new papa.
Yes. What do you have, a little girl?
Little girl.
That's right. Her name is Princess. That's what they're all fucking named now. They're all fucking princesses.
If it was a boy, he was going to name it Logan.
Logan? Go ahead. I love your brother, so I won't say anything.
Yeah, me too. And and
what'd they name her?
Penelope.
Oh, Penelope's cool.
I like Penelope Rose.
Yeah, because it's Penelope. Oh, it's Penelope Rose. So she can go by Penelope Rose. She could just be Penelope.
Middle
she
name
could
is,
be Penny. She could be Lopey.
Penelope. Nelly. A friend of mine said, why don't you call her Nell or Nelly? Like Penelope.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And Nelly. I'm like, Nell, I think of Nell Carter. And I yep. Give me a break on a show.
Or
Nelly the rapper.
No. Remember Nelly on Walnut Creek with the Ingles? Nelly, she was the mean one.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking Nelly like you're
that's
calling funny. A horse,
she
you know?
She was a bitch.
Like, whoa, Nelly. Oh, you know, Nelly. Like, that's,
yeah.
No.
Not Nelly.
No, so she's Penelope.
Yeah, I've been rocking Penny Lane from the Beatles for the last couple of days.
Okay,
you know?
Very nice.
Great tune. Matter of fact, we're going to play it tonight because we'll play it at some point.
Well, maybe what's that other song that they should play now that they had a kid out? Beast of Burden by Rolling Stones?
You've taken all my love or something?
I have no life. My life is gone.
My savings. My savings is gone.
The next 18 years of my life are fucked. That didn't come out that well, but you know what I meant. Anyway, that's great, man. Good for him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I never met his wife, but I'm sure she's maniac.
Yeah, she's
like
cool. Yes, exactly. And anybody that doesn't know my brother, if you took Chris Farley and mixed him with Doug Heffernan from King of Queens.
Yeah.
Even looks like them.
You know what I mean? With the strength of, like, Corky from Life Goes On.
Yeah. He's a big dummy. Yeah, he's much bigger than me. He's, he's probably 6'1 or so. He's probably about 300 pounds.
He's a beast.
Yeah. He's just a big linebacker-looking guy. And,
but he's so, like, he's just a brick.
He's a pain in the ass is what he is.
Right, he is. Yeah, he's a little too much.
Until he, the baby pops out and he's sitting there crying like a little kid.
Nice.
Yeah, but, he's a big dummy. He's a whack job. He's
great, though,
he's
man.
Probably,
we have fun when I hang out with your brother.
He's probably made me laugh harder than anyone ever in my life. I've had a few good, like, solid, memorable laughs. Like, we've had a few of them, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Memorable ones. And when he goes on his rants, of course, I'm the butt of his jokes all the time. But he absolutely cracks me up. He's a big, giant, big...
Yeah, we all have that, like, one person, you know, that just makes you, you know...
Yeah, he goes on these diatribes, if you will, if that's what you call them, and... just rips me into asshole, but he's hilarious. But he now has a baby, a little tiny baby, and the baby looks like him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, hopefully, exactly like him. The pictures of it, of the baby, when you see the baby, Joe, you're going to be like, holy shit, that's his daughter. And just hopefully she grows out of it.
Right.
Because otherwise she's going to be a dyke softball player. He's one hell of a hitter.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if she could play third base, dude, it'd be great. You know, play in a hot corner.
Tell me that's not my brother's kid.
Oh, my God.
It's
a 6-pound version of a 300-pound fucking shed.
7 pounds, 12 ounces.
Wow.
Tell me that's not my brother, right?
It's totally your brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's your brother dressed up like a baby.
Yeah. It's my brother without his CPAP machine on.
Crazy, man.
I'm sweating my dong off.
We got here at like 6:40, so it takes about a half hour for this thing to cool up.
Yeah.
Our studio, lovely, lovely studio with our air conditioner that's sticking out of the window.
See, that's the Uncle Kenny holding the baby. Sorry, you guys can't see.
Sorry.
It's Uncle Kenny. Dude, Uncle Kenny.
You look like you're holding a bottle of Jack during Prohibition. Wow, you got that thing really tight.
Yeah, too bad I've got two chins in this one.
That's all right. Yeah. A couple of your friends fucking hanging out. It's no big deal. Yeah. So what else did you do this weekend?
Shit, that was basically it. Here's the thing. It was on Friday, right? So I'm working for the band Down on Friday. It's a lead singer of Pantera.
Okay.
He's got a side project or whatever. And I get a text message from my brother. She's not feeling well. We're going to the doctor. It's like 8:45. So I go, all right. I make a couple phone calls. I have to get coverage because I figured she might have it in the evening. You know, she's going to go to the doctor's 10, 12 hours, whatever time it is, because I have to work until like 1 o'clock in the morning. But right. If the baby pops out, I'm gone.
Okay.
So I'm making arrangements for someone to cover me about, you know, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, something like that. And 8:45, they're at the doctor's. They get to the doc. 8:45, they go to the doctor's. 10 o'clock, they get to the hospital. Doctor says, you're 3 centimeters dilated. You're going. You're going to the
hospital. Your brother's huge. That's a big cock.
Yeah, right? It runs in a family. No, it doesn't. He got that.
That pitters through the family.
Like I always said, I'm a 6 or so with a good mushroom.
That pitters through the family.
Yeah,
that doesn't run through.
Yeah, he's 5 inches taller than me, too.
Yeah, 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 he's a big boy.
He's a big
boy. So anyway, go ahead.
So 10 o'clock, they're in the hospital, right? And I'm like, all right, well, I'll go down there in the evening, maybe 8, 9, 10 o'clock, she'll have the baby. 11:15, the baby flies out of that veg.
No shit.
1 hour and 15 minutes.
What are they, slip and slide
from
there? Wow.
He really broke that one open.
Holy shit.
And the doctors were like.
Probably look like Sri Lanka, Christmas Eve, 2004. It's the big,
good for her.
Yeah. It looks like one of those Guatemalan villages where they have those sinkholes, where it's just that big tube that goes into the middle of the earth. I apologize. But literally, the doctors weren't even ready. She's like, it's coming. She's like, I feel it coming. And they're like, just hold on a second. And then the doctor was like, here it comes. It's coming out.
So he have his cut. He was like, throw the old pepper in there. Come on. Get the old hot mustard in there.
Right field, Bugs Bunny. Center field, Bugs Bunny. Left field, Bugs Bunny. Shortstop, Bugs Bunny. So from 10 o'clock, they got into the hospital down in Manahawkin. 11:15, baby was born.
Ba-boom.
Yeah, so my brother calls me, and I can hear him crying. And I'm like, I shit myself.
Yeah, you think something happened.
Lost the baby or something, you know, right. And he's...
Or the baby came out at...
Something, yeah.
Something else. Whoopsie-daisy.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
A little darker than normal.
Oh, I was going to say around her face.
Chinese?
And say that they were Alaskan.
Yeah.
Eskimos, actually.
Gotcha, sure, gotcha. 100%. Sway. Yeah, so...
Breeze past that. Breeze right past that fucking...
Whatchamacallit? He's like, she's a girl. And I'm like, what do you mean? Your wife's a... But she's like, no, I had the baby.
Oh.
And I'm like, are you shitting me?
Yeah, like...
I didn't even have coffee yet.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So I finally got down there. Like, they had the baby, and then, you know, they have, like, this thing they're called skin-to-skin time, where 2 hours after the baby's born, it's...
They reenact the conception.
Yeah, they what it is.
Are you guys both face that wall the same way? You get behind her. Him. Take that plastic thing that looks like a cucumber and shove it in your husband's ass.
So they
Fucking hammered. Hammered.
Nice.
I'm a fucking mess. Why do you think she's here? For anybody that doesn't know why my fucking fiance's here, because we're off this week and we're both just hanging out doing things, and I decided I'm going to partake in some could-be illegal activities and other stuff.
We got to think of the drinking game.
Oh, we have the drinking game.
We have some vodka.
We have the drinking game.
Yeah, we have a...
We have a drinking game where anytime Kenny says whatchamacallit, you have to drink.
I think I just said it. We have, and I think I just said what's called.
Yeah,
but
there's
no
way I'm going to be able to catch him tonight. Yeah. We have to. What can we do for me for something that I say in the chat room? We're going to need that. So come up with something that we like a drinking game. Kenny, every time he says whatchamacallit, and every time I say howdy doody, whatever. We got to figure out what it is. So she drove me here, mm-hmm. so I can be a fucking mess on the air.
Don't get carried away.
And to have fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's always fun. I do it all the time.
Yeah. Like, so far, felt like we've been here 45 minutes.
Yeah, we've been here 6.
And not because of anything that I'm on, it's really because we're really sucking right now.
Can I have a root beer? Please. Mm.
Sure.
And Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Yeah, I'm such a fucking pansy. Look, it's Mike's Hard Blood Orange. I'm drinking an orange fucking flavored drink.
That's all right. But you're not a drinker. You don't drink.
Yeah, I don't like beer. It stinks. Yeah. It tastes like ass.
No, it doesn't.
I couldn't infuse those Mike's Hard Lemonades rectally and get any kind of a.
Nothing, huh?
They do nothing.
Nothing
literally,
for you.
Yeah. It's like pissing on a bush. It just doesn't.
But we should do something because I have some vodka with me also that I'm going to do some shots.
Are you really?
At different times, yeah.
Shots? You're going to do shots of vodka?
little shots of vodka. But we haven't figured out, like, when should I, like every time something happens? Because, you know, it can't be.
How about every time I say,
No.
You do a shot of vodka.
Every time you say,
every time I stutter.
Big Rich in Arizona, but someone get Conti Azima. I'm just saying, I like tasty, fruity drinks that taste good.
Well, the spritzers I make are...
Well, you make something. It's not just, fucking tequila, mixed with, more tequila,
No. I like a little flavor, I'll do a little... No, I've had those before. They're absolutely
just
freaking
be
dangerous.
Very careful with those. Frank does not like to see stuff on the table.
Bev is having a. It's not your father's root beer.
Yes,
we've talked about that.
It's not your father's root beer. Yeah,
and it's not your grandmother's diabetes. Either.
No, it's not. It's more like sassafras.
It's like a dessert.
Last time Conti drunk on the air. All right. So anyway. I know, it's very funny.
It is funny, honey.
It is. She's a fucking... Dude, she put a new doorknob on her fucking bathroom. She does everything. I don't fucking do any of that shit. You know what I do every day? I wash dishes. I wash dishes.
And clean cat litter.
I clean cat litter.
Did you guys try that machine yet?
Yes. It's working.
Are they using it?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Dexter's a little too big for it. But
a little too big,
Fucking squeezes his fat
He's
ass through the hole.
He's too big for that?
He's
Ben
a big fucking...
Out.
Yeah, Kenny gave us some weird
time.
Weird little...
food rack-a-cycle.
Something like that.
It's called the litter robot. And it cats go in there, they do their thing, and they get out. 6 minutes later, they get out, and it rotates.
And then
the dude who goes right in the thing. Has it helped? It's good?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's not that big either.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, if you don't, just fucking chuck it. If they don't start using it or something, just chuck it, because there's
Thank
not a cat.
Kenny.
There's not a cat in my house ever.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom
awesome.
Swore off cats when she...
She decided to date men? Here, buddy.
Yeah. Instead of cats, then she got chickens. So now she's got
chickens
a bunch of fucking
cool.
chickens in her backyard.
Big Rich, but
not when your mom goes on vacation, you got to feed them in a fucking winter and water them. Then they're not cool.
They got some ideas for the drinking thing tonight.
And then your mother tries to slip in those fucking homemade eggs. I don't want fucking homemade eggs.
Why?
All right, because they have shit on them. Okay.
What do you mean homemade eggs?
The eggs that the chickens make in the backyard.
Natural
but those
egg.
Are the ones.
She's like, you want me to make breakfast?
But those are the and ones
like,
that
I'm
are
not
in
eating
the store.
Fucking, no, the ones in the store are all pumped with all kinds of fucking chemicals and shit. And that's
yeah,
the way I want
they're
it.
They're like clean, special.
Yeah, they're steamed.
So you don't
and
want that
they're
one?
Shined. They're spit shined.
Huh?
Huh?
You want the one with all the stuff in it?
I'll take the one with the stuff. I'll take the one with the stuff in it. Oh. Then the one with the shit on top of it. You know? You gotta wash the shit off.
Yeah.
And
you get a chance
and
to get
how
one.
How the hell do chickens shit yeah. out of their vaginas?
But dude, you get that. Get one fresh right out of the chicken's twat.
And that's the. I know,
dude,
I can see.
Crack that and
probably
make probably
really
the most
good.
Beautiful egg you've ever
when
tasted.
When I could stick my finger into where the egg came from, it's too close. I want an egg from Iowa. Okay,
yeah,
I want it washed. I want it polished. I want it spit shined, and I want it cleaned, and I want it in a ShopRite in a fucking container that holds 11 of his brothers. All right, and
okay.
That's the way I fucking eat them.
I think somebody.
I'm not going in the backyard.
I'm
and
sorry.
Fucking picking them out.
I think somebody's got the perfect thing for the drink. Every time I say drink, drank, or drunk, I got a drink.
All right, that all works.
Right. I think that works. Because I'm not going to fucking be able to remember.
Colorado Dickhead, I fell through a door-sized window a couple of months ago. That was an expensive night of drinking.
Wow. Jesus.
This place is haunted. Just saying.
It's haunted?
Yeah. Remember they found the tooth in the wall or something?
The studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, Frank says there's something going on
something,
here.
Yeah, something just went hit over the wall over there.
He had
What happened?
I heard a noise on the wall over there.
Really?
Yeah.
I come here when it's dark out, you know what I mean? Or by myself, it's freaky. Yeah, I've always been pretty good at kind of telling haunted places, you know, where you're just like, my old apartment in Cranford was like that. No bullshit. This is no bullshit. I was watching a show. It's an old house, and I was on the second level of second level of house, little mm-hmm. apartment. Perfect, about the size, a little smaller than this place. And I was watching a show about these guys. They're walking through in the daytime. And this is in the daytime I'm watching it. They're walking through this house. And, like, they see a rose wilting that was on the windowsill in the kitchen. Yeah. And then he goes, look. And he started having little marks on his arms of, like, scratch marks.
Oh, nice.
And then I fucking looked down after the show's over. And I got fucking scratch marks on my arm. The same kind of scratch marks that I saw on the TV. And I was like, "This fucking, I'm out of this place."
Wow.
Yeah, I got out of there. I moved out pretty soon after.
That's weird. Yeah, Domino in the chat says, "I think the question is not how do chickens shit out of their vaginas, but how do they lay eggs out of their asses?"
Who said that, Domino?
Domino. Hello, that's Domino. You bowled us over on that one.
That was
funny.
A good one. Yeah. Oh, Domino.
Oh, can I have it? Oh, I have them right here.
Yeah,
sorry.
They're all yours, honey.
You know what? Let's take a quick break because I just
take
got
a quick
here.
Break.
I just got all here. Right. I'm running around and
we're quick.
Yeah, we'll regroup.
Break already?
And then
yeah, we got to regroup because
you guys in the union.
You're a jackass. My girl's a jackass. What I got to do here? I got to get the commercial. Which is
but do you, before we go,
yeah.
Which do you want fresh eggs? You're a woman. You want fresh eggs?
I would prefer the fresh eggs. I think they're healthier and they probably taste a lot better.
Yeah, I mean if
you
really
wash them off. I mean you wash them off. You're eating shit. Whatever you eat, you eat a hot dog. You're eating shit. You eat processed hamburger. You're eating shit. Shit's in everything. You can't escape it.
There is shit in everything. You are right about that. You know what it is? You know what it probably is? It's because I was fucking tortured as a kid. My mother absolutely fucking tortured me. Because of all the animals that we had, and I had to fucking feed them at midnight in the winter because ice water was frozen, so I had to bring hot water out so I had something to drink, and then I would go in there and I would have friends that, like chicken friends, and I had a duck, you know what I mean? Yeah, and there would be fucking foxes and all kinds of bullshit eating them, so I'd be like, hey, where's Bob? And Bob's fucking gone, it's just a pile of feathers and it'd be gone. And it, the
oh,
smell,
because they became like people. Not people, but...
They ate it.
Well, the fox would eat it, but I would be attached to it.
I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. My rabbit buddy, he only had one testicle. He was gone. Somebody fucking broke into his cage and ate him, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
Buddy.
That's some disgust over there.
That would be detrimental.
I had a grand champion duck at a Middlesex County Fair. Look it up. His name was Indy. He was an Indian Indian bottleneck runner.
Somebody please look that up. Somebody please verify.
I was in the newspaper. A grand champion, and I called him Indy because he was from Indiana Jones, and he was an Indian bottleneck duck, and he won fucking grand prize at the Middlesex County Fair. And fucking dead.
Aww.
Gone. Fucking dead.
All right.
I had duck friends. I had two huskies. And they were in a fence, in fenced enclosure, okay. And the ducks stuck their heads through the chain link fence to get at the dog food.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. Two ducks dead.
Done?
Done.
Dead ducks?
Dead ducks. Oh. Just their fucking little heads sitting there in the food bowl.
Oh.
And the dog didn't even eat the duck. He just bit the head off and left it there.
Oh.
To like, I'll show you.
Yeah. Take that.
That was Chucky and Tisha.
Chucky and Tisha?
Yeah, Tisha had one blue eye, one brown eye, and Chucky was blind and deaf, but he still knew how to fucking eat a duck.
Oh, I thought they were the ducks. I'm sorry.
No. Like, Chucky and Tisha were the dogs.
Holy shit.
Yeah. No, Chucky and Tisha. And when Chucky and Tisha would get out of the cage, there would be dead kittens all over the yard.
Oh.
Because they would find the cats. Because we had at one time, we had like 17 cats at one time outside. They were just feral cats, but then my mother would feed them.
Yeah.
And they would make babies. So there'd be these kittens running around all over the place, and the dogs wanted to eat something. They just fucking maim all the kittens. That's why I fucking can't stand animals now. Because I was tortured. Have you ever had to fucking hose down shit out of a dog run?
No.
Chucky and Tisha. I had big giant dog run twice the size of this studio.
Closest thing is just taking a little of the shit out of the jumbo shrimp. When they have like a little black duty at the curl part. That's a pain in the ass.
And they call it deveining. Yeah, you don't devein dog shit in a fucking...
It's diapering. That's what you're doing. You're fucking cleaning an asshole of a shrimp.
White Ass Brent just put the picture in the chat room. I think that's in... Yeah, and I think that might be... that looks on the left. Looks like Indy. Indian bottleneck...
Go in the chat room if you're listening on TuneIn. It's morelikeradio.com.
Big Scott's Will just puts yum.
Roast duck. Would you like to see my limp penis?
Every time Kenny tells a story from his childhood, I hear dueling banjos in my mind. You think you would, but I was in fucking New Jersey. I was 25 minutes outside Manhattan where I grew up, all right?
Fucking GWB.
I was thinking of chores, the torture fucking and everything I did.
15 minutes from fucking Staten Island, if you want to make it even weirder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking horses and goats.
Crazy.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we had horses. We had fucking farmland. There was a pig farm near it, and there was a horse farm, pig farm. It was funny. When I was a little kid, all the pigs got out once.
Really?
Yeah, down a block. And it was actually really
fun.
Did
they go to the strip bar during the day and start working?
No.
Whoops. Whoopsie. I apologize. I am very sorry.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Let's do that.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. I got to wipe down. And
he's got to clean his computer here, boy. All right, well, let's take a break. It's a Conti and Kenny show on morelikeradio.com with special guest, my lovely fiance, Beverly, making fart noises.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room. It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Say, gang, where can you find the Bob Levy Show?
It's in my ass! It's in my ass!
No, come on now, Bob. You can find the Bob Levy Show on iTunes or Stitcher.com or...
In my asshole.
Bob, stop! No, you can also find it at Podomatic.com. Or you can simply go to TheRevBobLevy.com where you can find all things Bob Levy, including the Bob Levy Show. So what are you waiting for?
My asshole.
Well, that too. Come on, everybody, tune in.
this audience now. I got a fucking log in my underwear. That's right, I had a wooden cock. I was circumcised with a pencil sharpener.
Our pal, the late, great Otto Peterson, is no longer with us. But his legacy of laughs lives on at OttoandGeorge.com. There you can order Otto and George's new DVD/CD in concert. And you can get his new t-shirt. Or anything Otto and George can be found at OttoandGeorge.com.
More like Radio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
To contact the Conti and Kenny Show live, call 240-HI-C&K. That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the Skype, NPN Studios. Whatever that means. Don't know. Rubbish. But call them anyway. Fuck it. Who cares? I don't. What are you talking to me for? Don't ask me. I don't know. Fuck all. Piss off. Go on, sod off. Get out of here. Keep sodding off. Bastards.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
I just got a text message from Dave Ingram.
Oh, really?
Yep. You know, Kenny once told me the best thing about fucking 45-year-olds was that there's 40 of them. Your boy, Pip.
Oh, he sends me little jokes, too, now. He's like at work. He's just like, me and him would text back and forth or something like that, and after that, he just sends me little jokes.
That's the master, Dave Ingram, from Metal Breakfast Radio. Great podcast. Go to metalbreakfastradio.com.
Great pal, too.
And check out their podcast. It's such a unique podcast. It's so different than any other podcast you've ever heard. That you should definitely check it out.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
She enjoyed it, but they let her do it herself.
Yeah, well, she took her time.
I could put anything up my own ass.
She says it goes in and out. Once in a while, it'll be, and she'll nudge me, and then I go away.
I'd like to test that out, though. Put like a butt plug in.
It's not that bad. And it wasn't tiny. It was bigger than a finger.
You know what?
All right, we're back. March of the SOD, Stormtroopers of Death. This reminds me of being 17. This is how long this shit is.
Who's this?
SOD, Stormtroopers of Death, Billy Milano, and the one guy from Anthrax.
Oh, yeah. That's a good name for a band.
SOD, Stormtroopers of Death.
Well, yep. Stormtroopers came from the Nazis. I believe came from the Nazis.
You know, it's funny. We were on my friend's boat yesterday.
Really?
My friend Bill.
Yeah, on Lake Apacon.
He doesn't have a name on his boat. All right, there, Popeye.
Lake Capcon. Lake Capcon. You're on Lake Capcon. So he has the boat. He keeps it on Lake Capcon.
All right. Stop it.
Why does he have a name on his boat? That's the worst thing possible.
Well, he doesn't have a name on his boat, And so he was thinking of what name to put.
The Gen A?
No, what he wanted to call it was. You know how they always have play on words with like the water and ocean and all that?
Yeah.
So he wanted to put Knot, K-N-O-T, C-S-E-A.
Nazi. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I didn't even realize
how
that.
How fucking
I said
great is that? He, no, not that he wants to, he doesn't want to do it, but to think of that.
To think of that is that. It's fucking brilliant. That's funny. That's really funny.
Fucking Nazi.
Nazi.
Because if you saw it, it would take you.
Oh, who's that? Who has it? Who's is that?
My friend Bill.
Oh, okay.
You know, Bill.
Yeah.
So, but we had a good
time.
Yeah,
you went out on the boat. That was nice. Beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Perfect water.
We got caught in rain and, you know, and all that.
Quick moving shower.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
Oh, I would shit myself. Was there any lightning?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Dummy was in the water and lightning was hitting.
I would have shit.
Yes.
I would have shit.
I would have been like,
shit. I would have shit. You don't want to be in Lake when there's lightning.
I was laughing my ass off drinking my beer.
Holy shit, yeah, I would have died.
We had a good time, man.
I would have died. Yeah. You know, I probably would have, if I saw the storm coming, and everyone's like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I would, how far from shore were you?
Not far.
Not far?
No.
I would have fucking jumped out of that motherfucker and swam right to the land. Even
with the lightning?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, because Kenny.
You want to see somebody freak out. You put me on a boat with fucking lightning. I love lightning. I'm enamored. I love watching it, but you can't know. It's going to kill me. This is the thing. You know? Yeah. People get death threats. You know, people know that they're, you know, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, John F. Kennedy, they all knew they were going to get assassinated. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I know.
Jenna Jameson. She took a few to the face.
I'm going to get struck by lightning. That's how I'm going to go. I've known that since I was a kid.
You have this weird type of,
right.
I don't want to say relationship. You have a weird kinship with lightning.
Exactly. When thunderstorms start happening, my hair stands on my, I get really excited. My energy level flies out of the roof. My blood pressure goes up and it's almost not euphoric, but exciting. Yeah, well, you know what I mean?
It's pure energy. It's coming down.
Yeah. I have some kind of a. If I was a superhero, my power would probably be I would be able to shoot lightning bolts.
Cool.
That would be my superpower. And but I know it's going to take me out. It's either going to take me out, it's going to kill me instantly, or it's going to give me superpowers. But it's going to be a painful process and a scary shitting my pants process of when it actually happens. Because I want to become a superhero, but I don't know if I'm going to die. It could go either way. You know, I could.
Right.
There could be great powers coming down and bestowed upon me, or
right.
it goes through my sneakers and blows my toes off.
Yeah, if you were watching television, it could be this power thing, but since it would be in real life, your hair would turn white and you'd be dead. Yeah. Thing would split you in fucking electrical half.
Exactly. So that's why I avoid it. It's been close a few times in my life. It's been very, very close. I mean, literally feet away of bolts of lightning a few times. But I'm not going to be on a fucking boat when there's a thunderstorm. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I would have been shitting myself. Was there a roof on the boat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a thing you could put
roof
over there.
Yeah. It still doesn't. It won't fucking
happen. Like, it's like Fred Flintstone's fucking top.
Yeah, just like a top on top. Yeah.
It's canopy.
Yeah, a little canopy.
Excuse me.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Maybe in your past life you were hit by lightning. That's why you're so afraid of it. Not this life. The last one. And it's haunting you now.
Was he drunk in the last one too?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, alcohol's a conducer of electricity.
Oh, it is?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Shit, you fucking Ben Franklin could use your fucking liver. Could have used your liver to discover electricity on that kite.
I wonder of the, maybe there's like, alkaloids or something in alcohol? Alkaloids, which is kind of an electrical thing, right?
Alkaloids?
Alkaloids.
Is that for your stomach?
Alkaline. Well, alkaline.
Isn't that like the pop fizz fizz?
Isn't that like an acid?
Antacid?
That's Altoid. No, that's a...
Isn't the alkaline level more of an acid than an actual... like a?
Right, alkaline. Yeah, sure. That'd be more of an... I think there's some kind of an al something in alcohol.
Alcohol.
Of course there is. There's... Oh, wow, there's a
holy shit, Brent just put a picture of a
boat getting fucking electrocuted. Oh, you know what? Our friend Van in the room, she just informed us that she put her cat to sleep last night.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry. That sucks.
A way to fuck up a comedy show.
But that's okay.
No.
We're here to cheer them up.
Absolutely.
We're here to make them feel whole again.
Absolutely.
Come with me to the West.
That's a damn shame. You never want to do that.
No.
Come with me to the West.
I remember
As we see the sun fall into the ocean. As we see the microphone come up from the table. And we say, alas, I am westward.
That's pretty good.
That's fucking heavy duty right
there. Yeah, that's heavy duty.
Yeah. Because if you really think about it, it's all about SpongeBob SquarePants.
Is it all of it.
Everything.
Where did you come up with this?
I did a couple, like 4 seconds ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe Conte's a philosopher.
Yes. That's right. So go ahead.
No, it's a shame. My sister, she's a scientist now, but she works on animal research.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was a vet tech, they call it the pink stuff, and that's the stuff they inject the cats. And we had to put my dog to sleep once. It was really I didn't want to watch.
I'm not laughing at that.
No, I know.
I'm laughing at something in the chat, but it sounds like I'm laughing at your story.
Yeah, I know.
Of you putting your dog to sleep.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Big Scott Will says Kenny wants to shout Shazam and fart lightning.
Man, thanks, fellas. Kenny, I got some word for you, fuckface. You know what's fucking hilarious? Is we were just talking about on Saturday night at work about the words fuckface.
Fuckface?
Yeah, the words fuckface.
Fuckface is awesome.
I've been called fuckface once. This is hilarious, man. Absolutely hilarious.
Fuckface is a great fucking smash.
I was merging off the Verrazano Bridge.
Right.
And it was kind of rush hour. And you're supposed to let one person go, then the other person go. Then you let one person go, and then the other person go. You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't. I just wanted to get home.
Oh, boy.
And it was like springtime or
for
like
Hitler?
Fall. Yeah. And Nazi. The windows were down. And this guy in like a military uniform goes, looks at me. I mean, literally door to door. He's right next to me and he goes, one at a time, fuckface.
That's what the talking scale said, so I totally
deserved it. I 100% percent deserved fuck to be face. Called fuckface.
Fuckface,
but it's
is
just
awesome.
A great fucking combination of words.
It's great. Just fuckface.
Yeah.
See,
knock
Kenny.
It off, fuckface. What does that mean?
One at a time, fuckface.
Yeah, one at a time, fuckface. I was like, yeah, I'm a fuckface. You are right.
You got me.
I deserve that one.
You got me.
But Van, I'm very sorry for your loss. I talk about animals and everything like I was a couple of minutes ago. I've lost a lot of them, and I understand the hardship. So my heart goes out to little Fufu and yourself.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm being serious. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's sad.
Yes. Well, you guys have how many cats? Do you have five cats? Four cats?
Four, one rental.
Four in a rental. Yeah.
Yeah.
Four in a rental. So you guys know.
It's fucking horrible. Yeah,
yeah. And you've probably had animals your whole life, right?
Yeah, I've been lucky. I mean, that was very sad, but when you get, I had the pleasure, for lack of a better word, that I got to be with them when they passed away, and it wasn't cool. In a doctor's office either.
Right. Little cat spirits going.
Yeah.
I'm laughing. As
well. You're laughing.
When lightning strikes, Kenny becomes Captain Fuckface.
I hope he still farts lightning.
Even if he is a fuckface. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is a great, great word. But yeah, no, there was one time I had a cat Poonapoo and
You had a cat Poonapoo?
Her name was Poonapoo, yeah.
That's the cat's name?
Poonapoo.
I thought that was a kind of cat.
It means she had a half brown face, half gold faced, yellow face.
Oh yeah, like that one cat. And
half black, you know, half of her face was black. The other half was, and it's
totally
Poonapoo is like Hungarian for half and half.
Really?
Yeah, something like that.
I thought it was
like
Native American.
Yeah. No, yeah, I don't even know. I don't know where they came up with it, but it was one winter. She got out of the house. She was an inside outside cat most of the time, and she was gone for a long time. And then when the plow mounds of snow thawed, there she was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All myrtleated.
All right, yeah. This is just fucking.
Yes, Van, I am a fuckface, but I feel for you.
I mean, this is
Big Scott's
awful.
Will rent a pussy.
I mean, what are we doing? This is terrible.
Van, let's get to the blowjob and sex stories.
There we go. All right, so.
Why don't you do a shot?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, all right, where's the shot?
It's in the bag next.
Oh, I got to do a shot.
You want to do a shot? Do a shot.
It's vodka in a Poland Spring bottle.
All right. Do a shooter!
All right.
It's a vodka in a Poland Spring bottle? What, are you just going to take a swig?
Just a swig, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's up to you.
I don't know how to measure a shot. This stuff's terrible. That's fucking awful.
It's like something you clean your wounds out with.
How do you people fucking do that shit every weekend?
Wash it down with something. Get the...
Get this.
I told you.
Cannonball.
I gotta get this taste out of my mouth.
Cannonball, come in.
Somebody fucking...
Cannonball.
Somebody fucking rummage over a cock for me.
Is this your place, Carl?
Yeah, what do you think?
It's really awful.
You know, a lot of the stuff is, credit trouble. Why don't you sit down?
I don't want to stick to anything.
No, it's a featherbed bench and a sesame. You can smoke the bejesus belt.
Can I ask you a quick question? Can I ask you a question?
I bought a shirt, and it says, I wore this shirt today because it says something, and it says, so I got that going for me. And it's a picture of Bill Murray.
Murray with the stroke face.
It's a great shirt. I was going to fucking wear that today, too.
Cool.
Yeah.
That and Young Frankenstein. Favorite movies.
Yeah, she knows. She knows Young Frankenstein.
Roll into hay.
I always just love my favorite line in the whole movie was "He was my boyfriend." It's fucking hilarious because it was this big moment. It should have been like, you know, it's the love of my life. It's my husband of 30 years. It was like, he was my boyfriend. It was like, really? That was it? He was your boyfriend? The whole fucking thing? The whole fucking shebang?
The whole
was your
movie
boyfriend?
Was great. Abby is something.
Very funny.
He said but it he would.
I got a question for
that's
you, Kenner. Got a question for you.
That's a cool shirt.
Yeah, let me see the
that's
shirt.
The shirt. It says, I chose to wear this shirt today.
I can read if
so
you point it to me.
So I got that going for me.
Thanks.
Nice.
That's very cool. You should text that to White Ass Brent. All right, so anyway.
How do you do that?
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
We're all over the place. What does this phrase mean? If somebody says this to you, like if you said, how you doing, sir? And if they said, don't call me sir, I work for my money. What does that mean?
That you're a regular man. You're a regular guy.
I don't know. I mean,
a lot of stuff, too, in the military. Guys that are enlisted men, because they think officers... In a lot of parts of the military, officers don't have to go through. They go through OCS, which is Officer Candidate School, instead of boot camp. You know,
okay,
because they have to have a college degree to become an officer, unless you're a warrant officer, which means that you were like a sergeant or like a, and you did something amazing, and they promoted you to a warrant officer. Those guys are probably the most respected guys because they're given the bars. And there's certain, it's like a red with silver in the middle and then red.
Okay.
They're given theirs. When you see those, you're like, that guy's a fucking badass because they made him an officer without going to officer candidate school. So these guys will come down. They'll be a sergeant or a staff sergeant, a guy that's been in the military, in the Marines for 15 years, and some snot-nosed lieutenant comes out of officer candidate school, and that officer can boss this guy who's been around for 15 years. Got what I'm saying?
Okay.
So enlisted men are like, I fucking work for my money.
Don't call me sir.
Don't call I'm a
me
fucking working
sir.
Man.
I work for my money.
Yeah. I'm a working guy. Don't call me that. You know?
Okay.
Because a lot of them are looked down on. The warrant officers are a different story. That's a sergeant, like I said, that did something spectacular. And they can become... helicopter pilots or, you know, all kinds of Purple Heart winners and all kinds of shit that they're like, this guy's fucking badass. We're making him an officer. He doesn't salute anybody, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And people should salute him. You know?
Right. Okay.
And, but the regular...
Makes sense.
Yeah.
regular working guys, they're like, yeah, this fucking snot nose. He doesn't know shit.
See, honey, if you need to know something, you ask Kenny Michaels.
Oh.
I know a lot everything. About a little bit.
He knows a lot of shit.
I know a little bit about a lot of shit.
A little bit about a lot of shit.
Plethora of useless information.
Yeah, I know a little bit about a lot of shit.
Word. All right, I just needed to know that.
Yeah, why? Did you get the sir?
No, I heard that when I was a kid, and I never understood.
Oh.
But could it be because of the social rankings? If you called a gentleman sir, he was usually of higher, you know...
Yeah, but
higher,
he's saying, don't call me sir,
crust.
I work for my mom.
More of the elite, where a lot of them didn't have to work because they were born into it.
Right.
And exactly. They didn't work a lot. They just took other people's money for working hard.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to be called sir because, you know, the one percenters, you know what I mean? The one
nice
percenters.
Hair,
look at that. The one percenters are the one percenters of the minority is what I was just going to say. No shit, Sherlock.
Wow. That black color's real dark. Fucking dick. Look at that crowd. A lot of people. Look at that elephant touring. I fucked up.
But the 99 other percentile is going, fuck them. You know?
Gotcha.
Fuck
gotcha.
These guys.
Yes,
call
sir.
Me, sir. I'm a regular guy.
Just call me fucking.
You got any regular shirts? Regular guy shirts?
Yeah, just regular.
Easy money?
Oh, yeah.
Looking for shirts?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm the man. Angry. I'm the man. The Bush? Allison. Allison, the Bush wants to say something. What do I say? You motherfucker. He's arguing. That's a great scene from Easy Money. Taylor Negron.
Fuck it. Oops. I
mean, no, you're good.
No, I didn't curse. Yeah.
No, you're good. It's not Boston.
Oh, that's right. We're not in Boston.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah. And speaking of the Boston show.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're changing our time now.
From now on, we're doing 2 hours. For right now, we're doing 2 hours on Saturday night from midnight till 2 a.m. Two straight hours. How did Brent fucking get my shirt?
He fucking made it.
No, that's the shirt.
Oh, wow.
How did he know what the shirt is?
Dude, it's the internet. You can find anything. You know that quarter that you shit out when you were 17 years old and you didn't realize you swallowed a quarter when you were 9? You could find that quarter. Just fucking Googled Kenny shit himself and fucking quarter came out when he was 17.
That fucking...
You can find anything. He's
That's
so amazed
fucking
at technology.
Man.
He's like, dude, you could pick up this thing and then dial and push buttons and then you could talk to somebody who's hundreds of miles away. It's a telephone.
I call you every Monday.
That's right.
Because
you have to.
No, because of the traffic.
Yeah.
Because I just go on my phone, bloop, 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 and it shows, bloop, 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 bloop. Shows me the map of where the congestion is, where the
right.
There's a car broken down and some red areas. It was dead on today. Told me exactly how long it took me to get here.
And how long was that?
59 minutes. About. No, I think it was like 49. Sucked anyway.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. But
so.
Yeah, speaking of the Boston show.
Yeah.
There was the last 3 minutes of the show. There was two topics that I wanted to bring up real quick.
Wait a minute.
I wanted to bring them up on tonight.
Okay.
Because I think the people like them if they haven't heard about it.
Dude, just, do you remember, I thought of this today because I was doing something, I'm not sure. Let me see if it's here. You remember when we were recording the one show? And then my laugh, it sounded like Otto.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't played that.
No shit. We didn't even do that yet.
We haven't even talked to them.
Good call on that one. Yeah,
but I'm
we
not
forgot
sure
everybody.
Right.
Here's the thing. I'll tell everybody a quick story.
Oh, yeah,
we were taping the Boston shows, and at one point I thought I had cursed, but I was off mic. So after the show, we go back and I'm like, "All right, we couldn't find the exact time. We have to edit it." And you basically just cut out the curse and we send it up to Boston. And me and Joe almost shit ourselves because Joe plays this one part of the show and I hear a laugh and I was like, fucking go. I'm like, go back for a second. Go back. He goes back and we look at each other like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know? It was like, we didn't know who did it at first until you hear it for a couple of times.
Yep.
But it freaked us both the fuck out for a little bit. Hey, have you heard this yet? Mm-mm. You haven't heard
this? Oh, you haven't heard this?
You haven't heard this yet?
Check this out. I forgot it even happened.
Yeah. And just so, it's, you know, our pal Otto coming through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was, when we first heard it, we were like, holy shit. Is, you know, is he flying around here listening?
Yeah.
And like some kind of EVP, you know,
EVP?
Picked an electro voice. Or something or other.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was
that's like
thing
when they
that
have
girls
to,
get from
when they
sex.
Go into a haunted house. No, that's PVC.
Oh,
no,
okay.
That's a pipe.
Yeah, that's a pipe. No, it's HPV.
HPV. Sorry.
PHS.
CVS.
When they have the recorder and you can hear the voices going, "Get out," or
no, but that's that chat room telling us to get out.
My name's Charlie. You know, and they're like, "Holy shit, did you hear that?" That's what we kind of thought we caught.
Yeah.
Until we figured it out. But take a listen.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard just a laugh.
It didn't sound like Otto?
It could have been.
Listen.
Okay, now you hear that. Now this is right in the middle of the song. Play the clip. Play the little clip. No swearing. That beginning. Remember that?
Oh, yeah,
that was
yeah.
It was a terrible song.
Yes, it was.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was some sort of terrible
Korean
pop music.
Pop music.
Oh,
it was awful.
So yeah, it's
music.
a new phenomenon. It's
bad
Korean
80s music.
Well, we played it. It sounds "All I Want from Christmas Is You" by Mariah Carey. Yeah, but it's actually it's all in Korean. But all they do is just take like pop like beats and just sing Korean over them. But it's the new thing, like almost like Japanese anime or something.
Oh, it's cool.
Can you find that thing?
I'm not sure. Let me see. No.
Dead air.
I don't think so, dude. It's like
It's in the beginning of the Boston show, isn't it?
It's a commercial. It's a thing inside the commercials, and it's a whole file, and it's like six commercials. I would never be able to find it.
Oh, no.
I
see it's haunted here. It's ghosts. They're weird ghosts, though. They're not bad ghosts. They're just weird.
Yeah, Big Sky, it's electronic voice phenomena.
Phenomena.
You can't live with them. You can't live without them. There's something irresistible. That hurts. Oh, that something better comes along.
I'm sorry. Can't find it, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. But play it one more time. Just to.
Okay.
If you've heard Otto's laugh, this is.
And that just kind of leaked through?
Yeah, it's in the middle of a song.
We didn't remember.
Nothing afterwards? You say anything? You guys,
nothing,
like,
nothing.
Like the background noise got trapped in
we
there?
We didn't hear it. We didn't hear it until we replayed it. Yeah. We didn't hear it until we replayed it. And then we're like, holy shit. And then once you listen to it, you can tell it's Joe, but it sounds exactly like him.
Maybe it wasn't Joe.
The beginning of it's creepy.
Yeah. It's a creepy laugh.
And just imagine me and him sitting here going, "What the fuck
was
that?
What
was that? What was that? Go back."
Yep, it was fucking really creepy.
Yeah.
I think I got I think I got the clip of Otto laughing.
Sucks a big black cock with colored sprinkles on it.
Oh, that was the wrong file. I'm apologizing.
Sorry.
I do apologize. Nah, I can't find it. I'm sorry.
You want to take a quick break?
Want to do that?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. Let's take a quick run.
Okay. You guys are in the union.
What's that?
You guys are in the union. All these breaks.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. It's a different show today.
You leave us alone. You leave us alone.
Conti's got some fire water over there.
Phew. Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break then.
Yeah, just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be right back and take it in the mouth.
To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or contiandkenny.com. And for that lovely show that's called Conti and Kenny Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiandkenny.com.
The information's there on all the pages, all the websites, all the complete and utter bollocks. Check it out. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's Conti and Kenny. It's a waste of fucking time. Just get on with it. Is that any good, Governor?
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
A lot of creepy, a lot of good-looking girls in this audience, man. I got a fucking log in my underwear. That's right, I had a wooden cock. I was circumcised with a pencil sharpener.
Our pal, the late, great Otto Peterson, is no longer with us. But his legacy of laughs lives on at OttoandGeorge.com. There you can order Otto and George's new DVD/CD in concert. And you can get his new t-shirt. Or anything Otto and George can be found at OttoandGeorge.com.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Ah. Are you kidding?
And I'm watching, they also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two. And the guy was like, he basically was like, you need to be quiet, and then asked her for her ID. And her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, the Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the... the Flight 800 of the Adobe players.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
The Conti and Kenny Show are all about fun in the sun with Joe Conti.
My girlfriend goes to the beach like every weekend or every, you know, during the summer as much as she can. And so she wanted to go Sunday morning. So she fucking woke me up, and we left around 7:30. And we got to the beach around 8:30. And I'm like, there's like nobody there. Got into the water, frolicked around a little bit. It was nice.
Together?
Together, yeah. Man. Frolicked around, you know. Push your head under the water, peed, you know, the whole night. No, I'm just kidding.
That's the list. Frolic around.
Yeah. Frolic around, push head on the water, piss.
The Conti and Kenny Show.com.
Do 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 do. Yeah, this is it. This is a song for all you women out there. Going out by request. Yes, AC/DC Soul Stripper. You blood-sucking bitches. Sucking the life out of every man on the planet. How are you? Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show. I am Jolton Joe Conti, hanging out here with my pal Kenny Michaels, who's not here, and my fiance, who's not here. I don't know what the fuck they're both doing, but that ain't cool. But anyway, on the phone, we have the lovely Douglas Nelson. How are you, sir?
Oh, Joe, stop. Stop. You're making me blush.
Ah, well, you know, that's what I do. I make people blush.
Yeah.
Hello? Are you there?
Here.
Oh, you're cracking up a little. Oh, did we lose you? Hello?
Testes? Testes?
1, 2. Or testes, testes, 1. If you're Neil Armstrong or whatever that guy's name is.
Or Hitler.
Lance Armstrong. Oh, yeah, or Hitler.
Oh, yeah, Armstrong, too, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. But, yes, we are live every Monday night here on morelikeradio.com. Go to morelikeradio.com/live if you want to go to the chat, which is always a lot of fun. A lot of degenerate pieces of garbage in there who we love dearly. So, how's it going, man?
Well, I'm here for the news.
That's right. And we just have to wait for, like, Kenny to just come back because he... Where did he go?
He check on his eggs.
He went to the bathroom. He had to check on his eggs?
Yeah. They're ready to hatch.
Yeah, so lighting. We're going to have to just wait for a few minutes and just
who's
say...
On, who's on the thing?
It's Douglas Nelson.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
He's awesome.
Yes, yes, I know. I am cool.
We call him
Joe,
cucumber.
You need...
Hello?
You need to retweet. Joe, you need to retweet.
Oh, I know who that is.
You know what you, hey, Douglas, you know what you need to do? On your Skype, there's a setting to where the microphone... Because your microphone, when... And this used to happen when I started doing the Bob show, is that if I was talking on the mic and then somebody else spoke, my mic would cut down like half of it. And it does that with yours. So there's some sort of setting where the microphone does it, like it takes the adjustment where it can automatically adjust. If you take that away, you'll never have another problem again when you're Skyping with somebody.
Let's see here.
So look into that. But, you know, Kenny's here, and my lovely fiance Beverly's here, too. And she's babysitting me because I'm partaking in some the adult pleasures.
I really beverages. Enjoy adult pleasures.
Adult pleasures. They're better than child pleasures.
Yes, I'm into adult pleasures.
Mm.
Is that like adult relations?
Yes, like, relations. That's how John
adult
Kensel.
Romance.
John Kensel from the Bobby Levy Show. He calls them adult romance movies for porno. Adult romance movies.
There's
he doesn't
no
do it.
Romance
to, he doesn't do it to be funny. He really fucking calls them that.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no romance when you're choking a girl as you smash her in her face with your.
Exactly. You're coming into her eyelid while she's fucking blinking and fucking bleeding fucking black eyeliner out of her eyes.
That's
wow,
nice.
Joe.
What?
I wasn't even thinking that.
No.
He
with a kibasi shoved in her throat? That's a little much.
I'm afraid to sleep.
What
tonight.
The hell kind of porn is that?
It's called good old American porn.
Yeah, adult pleasures are just fine. All of them can, all of them combined. Our Satanist friends always said I would make a great Satanist. Because Satanism
yes,
is,
you would.
Satanism is not, it's not just, chopping heads off of goats and shit. It's basically you do everything that you want to do.
It's based on your desires and stuff. It's basically being an atheist.
You're your own deity.
But you're your own deity, that's right.
Yeah.
And, follow the laws of the land and blah, 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 and you can have anal sex and, you know, whatever. Without
prosecution. You can be a dirty deity.
A dirty deity. All right. Are you ready for the news?
Absolutely.
Doug called for the news. We forgot. I'm not prepared.
We're ready to go.
Yep.
Well, this time, Joe, we're going to Lansing, Michigan. Seems a certain representative over there got in a little trouble.
Okay.
It apologizes following sex scandal. Says resignation is still on the table. Like she was. State Representative Cindy Gamrat was the first one to break her silence in the bizarre Lansing sex scandal that's made national news. Gamrat made a tearful apology to reporters today, saying she's made bad decisions, but did not break any laws.
Wait, you just have to hold it for 1 second. You cut out at the very beginning, like what it was. So just read the first like fucking one sentence.
State Representative Cindy Gamrat was the first one to break her silence in the bizarre Lansing sex scandal that's made national news.
Gotcha.
Did you get that?
Yep.
Got it?
All right. All right.
Did you get that?
Gamrat made a tearful apology to reporters today, saying she's made bad decisions, but did not break any laws.
I know that I have made some poor decisions as they relate to my personal life that do not line up with who I am and what I believe,
Gamrat said.
I know weeks and months after my...
Oh. More than a week ago, most reporters heard of Gamrat.
Oh, hold on, Douglas, hold on, Doug, hold on, Doug.
You're crapping out here.
Gee.
And it's actually not us.
So it's me.
Yeah.
It's the studio. It's haunted.
We've been okay with him. Colorado dickhead said, talking to the mic, fuckface.
God damn it.
Colorado dickhead coming through.
All right, you hear me now?
All right, go ahead, give it a shot.
All right. A little more than a week ago, most reporters hadn't heard of Gamrat. But today, more than 30 reporters from 13 news organizations...
Nope. You crapped out again.
Yep.
Oh.
All right, look, I'm going to reboot and call back.
Okay, do that.
That's what we got to do. All right, see you later. I'm sure Gamrat will wait.
Okay.
All right, well, while Doug's rebooting.
We are a professional radio
show. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're syndicated.
Just like
we're on IRN.
Yes.
We are on WMEX. We're on More Like Radio. We're on all over the place.
We're all over the place.
We have a staff and a team of diligent
lackeys.
Diligent performers.
Yes.
I got the gist of the story.
As Brent said, best bit ever.
I guess the gist of the story, he'll reread it, but...
you said reread. I got to take a shot.
Was that the magic?
Was that the water or the shot?
That was a shot.
Oh, that was a shot? Yeah, that was a shot. You looked like Fred Sanford real quick when you licked your chops.
Did I? Yeah. I do feel like I'm going to see Elizabeth.
I guess the gist of the story was something about she had sex at work, got caught having sex on the table.
Yeah.
But on the side note.
Yeah.
And let me know if I'm wrong, but there ain't nothing hotter than having sex in a place where you're going to get caught.
Oh, yeah.
A bathroom, a concert, or something. You just sneak
elementary school parking lot.
Car. Woods.
Woods is a big one. Yeah.
I did it one of those big... You remember... You know those
front of
big
a Planned
tubes?
Parenthood.
Those big cement tubes that they put in the ground, you know, for water or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They were putting them in over where I was hanging out, and we had sex in one of those.
You two were walking out of it like Travolta. No, not you two, but you and the guy. You're walking out of it like John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John at the end of Grease and that spinning wheel.
Yeah.
You know what? I won't. You want it? I won't. You're doing the dance and that spins around.
Do you know my daughter is getting a dance thing together for that song at our wedding?
Hey, really? No kidding.
Are you going to be a part of it, Kenny?
No.
Yes.
Not at all.
Come on.
Not even close.
Why not? Good times.
Good times. Of course I'll do something.
Do you know who's listening?
Who's listening?
My nephew. He says I sound funny on the radio.
Oh, yeah? It's because you are funny, honey. See?
And you just brought up banging in a cement tube.
Yeah, he really didn't want to hear about
that. Yeah, no, he doesn't want to hear about that.
Sorry about that. Sorry, Mark.
Once I had sex, once I had sex on a bed.
Yeah.
And then I tore the mattress tag off afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking rebel.
One of my favorite times, I've done it, I had, here's my two favorite times. There was one, when I had my apartment in Cranford, I picked this girl up, and we stopped at it was my house that I grew up in, but it was my sister's house at the time. She bought it from my mother, and it was a big, long driveway, and she didn't have much time. I had had sex, she kind of like snuck out of her house, and I would have sex with her in her driveway. Mm-hmm. And then this one time, it was about 95 degrees out at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and it was humid, and it was one of the most amazing things because I had my BMW at the time, the big Beamer.
Yeah, the ship.
Yeah, the Falcon. Yeah, we started in the back seat of the car, but it was too hot. So my shirts were both totally completely naked. Mm-hmm. So there was a fire. So these fire trucks, we were on the back of the car, but there was fire trucks going by. So we went to the front of the car, right? And she's bent over. I'm behind her. There was a couple of flashes of lightning in the background. Okay. And then it was one of those, it started pouring rain.
Oh, cool.
The very droplets cool. of rain were literally like a half a cup, just these globs of rain.
Yeah.
And they were ice cold.
It felt so good, didn't
we
it?
Were sweating profusely.
And
you know,
then
and
you get that.
And just a few, and the hairs, you know, a couple of little flashes, no thunder, just a couple of flashes of lightning. And then this rain came through. And I'm way in. You know, from behind her.
Right.
And the sensation of the ding-ding being in ding-ding. Right. You know what I mean?
Ding-dong.
And then being completely...
We have an eight-year-old having sex.
And then it started thundering. And then he started doo-dooing. Eddie Murphy, Raw, in the beginning when he tells the joke.
No, I don't remember.
And then he kicked him in the ding-ding. It's the very beginning of Eddie Murphy, Raw.
So anyway
get to the sensation of it was... absolutely brilliant. Just the cold, ice cold rain and feeling being inside a vagina, you know,
mm-hmm.
It was just a hot situation.
Yeah, it's an awesome situation.
It was unbelievable.
That's a nice one.
The other best one was the teamwork one, as I've mentioned it before, but it was after a show. We did a show down in Matt Bridgestone's thing, not Matt Bridgestone. Yeah, it was Matt Bridgestone in Freehold.
Okay.
It wasn't. Remember the place in Freehold we used to do?
Oh, yeah.
Not Freehold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Freehold. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We all went to the Manalapan Diner afterwards. It was me, Joe, Teddy, my girlfriend at the time, and we're driving there. It was only a couple of minutes, but I was like, I'm really horny tonight. She's like, me too. And there was like maybe 10, 15 of us. And I'm like, you want, let's sneak into the bathroom or whatever. She's like, all right, shit, yeah. I'm like, all right. So she goes into the bathroom. We sit down. Then I, you know, just kind of casually follow her into the bathroom, and she's in the back stall in the women's bathroom. I turn it around. I lift the skirt up, pull the panties down a little bit, do the thing. And so we finish. She's like, there was no toilet paper in there. So she's like, get me a napkin because I came inside of her. You know what I mean? And all there was the paper, the brown paper napkins.
Yeah.
You put that on.
Looks like what the Egyptians wrote on in the fucking 800 BC.
You mix that with some sperm, you're getting paper mache. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't use this, right? So as she's in the bathroom, as I step out, I give her the napkin. She's like, I can't fucking use this. I walk out of the stall, and like four like high school girls walk in at the same time,
and
they see
you
me
walking
in the bathroom,
out of the ladies' room,
and they screamed. And I go, no, I'm sorry. My girlfriend's she's sick. I'm sorry. And then my girlfriend at the time starts going, and the girls are like, oh my god, it's okay. Is she all right? I'm like, yeah, no, she's fine. And I fucking took off. Totally. And four girls are like, oh my god. And we got back to the table. We fucking high fived each other. Like, good team.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's great. Awesome. It's great. That juice, that fur. Yeah.
Real quick, because Doug's back on the phone. But before Doug, Domino, when you were talking about Kenny, when you were talking about the lightning when you were having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Domino said that's when you realize it wasn't lightning, but flash photography. Douglas, how are you there?
I don't know. Am I?
You sound okay.
Okay.
Let's give it a shot.
Let's give it another shot.
Douglas Nelson with the news.
Yes, you know what this story, I think.
Nope. You shit the bed again.
Oh, man.
I am.
You can't hear me?
No, you keep fucking going in and out, brother.
Man, I don't know what else to do then.
And it's choppy. It's almost, it's not like it's just, it's like cutting hard, like a knife. Jack the Ripper type knife. Bowie knife. Knife to cut off a fish's head.
We got it.
Jeez Louise.
Okay.
All right, let's try.
O.J. Simpson knife. Okay.
Kenny Michaels knife.
All right, let's give it a shot. Let's give it one more shot.
All right. Are you hearing me?
Yep.
Let's see, where was I? Oh, a little more than a week ago, most reporters hadn't heard of Gamrat. But today, more than 30 reporters from 13 news organizations packed a small room to hear the first-term Republican speak. Did you get that?
Yep. Good.
All right. Gamrat had been in seclusion since no news broke last week that her colleague, Representative Todd Curser, may have used state's resources to try to cover up their affair. Today, Gamrat insisted she played no role in the riot email circulated by Curser that claimed he was caught having sex with a male prostitute as a way to deflect attention from their affair. All right, did you get that?
Turn off the music.
Want me to turn the music off?
Yes, turn off the music. Big Rich in Arizona says turn off the music.
Okay.
All right, did you hear what I just said?
Yes, yes. Gamrat, did she get, she caught, the guy got caught banging a dude?
Well, no. He and her had been caught having an affair.
Right.
So apparently his genius idea of how to put away this story was to circulate an email that claimed he had been caught with a male prostitute. So if he was gay, there's no way he would have an affair with her.
That's genius.
You could build a million bridges, but you suck one dick, you're known as a cocksucker for the rest of your life, though.
Biting his cock despite his face.
I mean, in the planning of this, they must have been like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, this is going to work, you know. He says, no, you don't have to. Yeah, I got the male prostitute and everything. No, I'm going for this. And like, gee, Todd, is there something you should want to tell us? I mean, I don't know. That was his plan. So anyway, there's two congressmen that had an affair, and but that part, they don't even really pay attention to it in the story, but I'm like, what the hell that?
All right, so the notch on his belt, he's not going to say that, yeah, I fucked a congressman.
Right.
He's going to go, I fucked a male AIDS-infested fucking prostitute.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Flies and all.
Great call on that one.
Hey, I did not bang that senator. I was letting Mr. T fuck me in the ass.
But this is the quality of our leaders.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to...
About islands flipping over and stuff like that, you know?
I don't want to be known as a successful vagina fucker. I want to be known as the guy who got a blowjob from some guy with a mustache.
Right, yeah, exactly. You don't want to be known as a cheater. You want to be...
want to be known as the guy who put my cock inside of a male asshole.
Now he's known as a lying fag. Whoops. Just kidding. Dude, they are just crushing it in the chat.
Here's the thing. Your credibility is shot when known as a butthole fucker. If you have sex with a woman, that happens.
A butthole fucker?
Yeah, but if
I know that band, they have a great song.
The strategy alone is like
it's idiotic.
You're disqualified.
It's just idiotic, you know?
If he makes decisions...
It's really stupid. I mean, how stupid can you got to be?
Yeah. It's like if you were speeding, right, and you got caught speeding, and then what you did was you text your twin brother to just fucking drive by where you were pulled over at 130 miles an hour so the cop forgets about you and goes to him. But it's your twin. So it's you anyway.
I'm going to... Oh, wait. That brother. Damn it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he sounds...
Broke up a little bit there.
Yeah, breaking up a little bit.
Big Rich said the Skype gets choppy with the music in the background.
Yeah, sucks. But anyway.
Man, no music.
Yeah, we apologize.
Yeah, we'll just put it in the beginning. But do you have another story for us, or is that when it...
Well, all right. Here's one from Alaska.
Yay.
Man in bear costume harasses mother bear and cubs. Authorities want to talk to a man who donned a fairly realistic bear costume, head and all, and wore it when harassing a mother bear and two cubs trying to feed on pink salmon in an Alaskan river.
What?
The incident happened Monday on the Chilkoot River near Haines, a fish and game assistant area management biologist Mark Soggy. It wasn't immediately known what the man was trying to accomplish. A crowd had gathered at a weir used to catch because the sow and two cubs frequently showed up there before to feed during the salmon run. The crowd, which is kept at a safe distance from the
Japanese.
Weir, became startled when a man decked out in a bear outfit ran through the area Monday evening. The man began to jump up and down and then got close to the cubs within 5 to 10 feet, Soggy said. Alaska fish and game technician Lou Sincola moved the sow out of the way for the man's safety and then tried to talk to the man, which Soggy said is a little outside Sincola's normal duties. Our job is to cut fish, Soggy said. The man refused to attempt Sincola. Soggy reported the man told the you have the license plate number. You figure it out. The man then drove off without ever removing the costume head or revealing his face. So it remains a mystery, Joe, as to what he was out to do there, dressed up as a bear, chasing away a mama bear and her cubs trying to eat some fish.
Did you just read us Death to a Salesman?
We pretty much got the whole story, but at certain points, it sounded like Stephen Hawking was getting a hand job.
I'm sure he did.
And you know what? A guy fucking around with two bears, a mama bear with cubs, that's the most dangerous thing you could do.
Yeah,
I hope he gets fucked like that German guy in Top Secret.
Exactly.
The movie Top Secret.
And he's a carpet in somebody's
when
house.
Just, remember Top Secret where he's dressed up like the cow?
Yes.
It'll show him what for.
That would be true justice.
Dude, hang on a second. First of all, you guys should turn the news segment into Mad Libs, which is fucking hilarious, Colorado Dickhead.
Wait, as Brent, what was the story about the two congressmen Doug had? No, we got most of it. We got most of it. Yeah, but why would you even? You know, what's the what? What are you?
I guess
thinking?
He's trying to save the salmon. I don't know.
That's just the craziest thing ever.
It's you know what those videos are always.
It's
great.
Like death by gay hairy cop. That's very funny.
Yeah,
even though I'm fucking shit faced.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny though is like the mama bear would like rip the mask off and then see a human, you know, and she'd be like, "What the fuck?" It would totally throw the bear off.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It'd be like you know,
not
like,
for long though.
It'd be like what would be the shock? It'd be like a Scooby Doo ending.
You yank the fucking bear thing off.
Yeah, it's Meadowlark Lemon. You know,
it's Mr. Winchester again.
It
Mr. Winchester.
If it hadn't been for those meddling cubs.
Those meddling cubs.
Oh, she's like, what
great.
The fuck?
Oh, that's awesome, man. Thank you.
You got anything else, Doc?
Well, let's see if I can get through. Here's a little story from Hollywood. Orphan Black Star refuses to wax her mustache for Hollywood. Actress Tatiana Maslany, most recently known for her role in Orphan Black, is standing up to Hollywood's beauty standards. During an interview with People, and by People I mean the magazine, the 29-year-old Canadian-born actress gave an inside look at some of the ridiculing and sexism that she has endured in Hollywood, from being asked to wax her mustache to wearing unnecessarily sexy outfits.
It's like being told, let's not talk about that, sweetheart, if I have an issue with being hit on by a 50-year-old when I was 17 on a set,
Miscellany told People.
It's never-ending, being put into this little outfit that showed my midriff in a scene where I'm supposed to be grieving the death of a family member. And it's like, make sure that her belly button is showing. It's just pathetic. It's so pathetic.
Well, listen, you cunt. If you look like Lando Calrissian at 18, you got to shave your fucking face off if you want roles.
That's the kind of understanding and sensitivity we expect from you, kid.
She's got a Billy Dee Williams mustache at 18. There's something fucking going on there. She looks like fucking George Foster.
Tatiana also revealed that she has been asked to alter her physical appearance.
Hey, George Washington Carver, shave your eyebrows.
Save that natural bridge that's crossing your forehead.
Yeah. They're asking her to shave her armpits, which I refuse to do. For what it's worth, we're having a hard time spotting much facial hair on Tatiana, who noted, however, that she'd wax it if it fit the role. It's going to fit the role.
Yeah, fucking.
You still there?
No, we're here.
We're just missing a little.
So she doesn't want to shave her mustache, doesn't want to shave her armpits. Who do you think she is, Scottie Pippen? Come on. You know, if you want to be an actress, you got to do it.
Ordeal. Yeah.
Nothing bad. What do you think about this as a female voice of the night?
I like to look like a woman. I'm kind of proud of it.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And you try to keep looking like a woman. Yeah.
Well, you're not down for the struggle, sister.
Well, I don't like shaving like down there, but you know, going to the beach, I got to shave. So
yeah,
I'd rather let it go 70s.
Yeah,
all natural. I
mean, you'd rather go natural down there?
Yeah,
it's easier.
I just, you know, trim. You know.
Yeah.
Nothing, you know, crazy.
You don't want to look like Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch,
sitting in a pricker bush naked.
I've seen some bush in my day. When my mother had two babies, it was 1979 when my brother came out of it. That was a big bush. My mom's. I mean,
you saw your mom's bush as like a fucking 5-year-old.
Yeah.
But not in a way, you know.
I saw my brother firing out of it.
Yeah.
When I was 5, and then when I was 10. Yeah.
That's insane.
I've seen it twice.
That is a lot.
As that kid comes out, do you sit there and go, "I got to share toys with this fucking thing"?
Well, I had already been 2 years into the porno. Remember when I was 8? When I had found the projection, when I found the 8mm films,
his first porn, Kenny's first porn he ever saw.
It was the first day of porn. Yeah. I saw. I found a bag of 8mm and I set a projector in my grandmother's attic, and I watched a black guy banging a white woman. Then I watched three Nazi SS troops mock raping a Swedish pigtailed girl you know, what's that hot chocolate?
Pippi Longstocking?
No, Swiss Miss. Yeah, Swiss Miss in a barn in Hay. And then the last one was a girl jerking
small
off.
Wonder.
A girl jerking off a donkey and a German shepherd.
Yeah,
and
this is the issue.
And I was 8 years old.
8 years old watching a woman jerk off
a donkey and a German shepherd. Known what a vagina was, but then to see a kid popping out. But, you know, when you're pregnant, you're not trimming your bush.
No.
No, you did can't you, even see it.
You can't even see it, and there's no sense in trimming it, you know?
Yeah, what do you
mean? Because I would love...
Because if the kid comes out breached right before the kid comes out, he looks black.
Well, here's the thing. I asked, on his head. I forget
head,
who I asked.
Last thing coming out, looks like an afro.
When my sister-in-law went to the doctor's, the doctor, you know, the gyno, sticks his hand up there and goes, "Oh, you're dilated." And I go, "I thought the canal was bigger. Did we talk about this?"
No, they think it about, you know, all the way up to your wrist. That's what it feels like.
And then there's the head, right? And so the doctor's like, "I could feel the head." And I'm like, "My cock is fine for any fucking vagina in this country."
Yeah, exactly.
Other countries, I'm not sure.
No,
but if you can feel a kid's head at that length with a doctor's fingers, then my penis is fine. Then there shouldn't be any
problem.
It does
come out of there, so it eventually gets pushed
forward.
Oh,
it does push forward, yeah.
Yeah,
well, the baby was forward. Yeah, okay, all right.
You know, it's not just, that's not where it sits the whole time, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to bang a pregnant woman anyway.
Oh, okay.
I was horny when I was pregnant.
Absolutely.
It's all
engorged and stuff like that, and I like pregnant women. Not my sister-in-law. I wasn't looking at it like that. But but if I got a girl pregnant, I would have sex with her as much as possible.
And poke him in the eye.
Wow.
That's why they have that soft spot on the top, because it's just a buffer. What were we talking about?
What?
Armpits and
mustaches. Oh, the mustaches, yeah. So yeah, here's this jungle bush, all right? She's gonna be 25. And she's either going to go way... She's going to have to go way off the reservation.
Right.
She's going to have to go on the reservation or some kind of a thing, because no one's... Not that... the new thing is, like, girls aren't shaving their pits.
Right.
And that's okay. That's fine.
No, it's not.
No. Yeah, I think it smells worse. I don't prefer it. Well, the whole thing of pubic hair and underarm hair is, one, it's pheromone, okay?
Yeah.
That's why dogs sniff asses. That's why this. And the other thing, it's actual lubrication.
Yeah.
It's lubrication. So the hair, you know, makes everything move. You know, if you're fucking picking berries and looking for fruit and trying to kill snakes, you know, and you're walking through a fucking swampland, you need lubrication. There's no baby powder back then, you know, when we came out of the trees, so to speak. So it's natural lubrication, and it's also to identify. That's the same reason why other mammals, dolphins and whatnot, can find seals can find their baby within 10, 15, 20,000 different seal babies. They know what it is. Because they can smell it. That's a thing. And that's still stuff that we have.
Yeah.
So they be more sexy.
You see, you can't let kids watch porn because then they grow up to be Kenny Michaels.
They didn't let me. I found it. And it was a brilliant
You need to be
day.
More careful.
Dude, they're so fucking crushing in the... Kenny, White Ass Brian says, Kenny probably has no problem kissing a newborn on the forehead, but hates eating farm fresh eggs. Go figure.
Oh, I'll lick an asshole
and then and then it's me, Van says, and has never had his ass eaten.
I never had my ass eaten.
No. Huh?
I've eaten ass, but I haven't had mine eaten.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
No. You have a lid, son.
Get on that, Kenny. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I never have. I never have. But I have myself, but I haven't received. But but I'm not eating fucking eggs. I'm not eating fresh eggs from the yard.
Colorado dickhead just like, here we go, Kenny science.
No, it's actual true science. That's why, you know, you could find your partner just by sniffing at it, you know? So that's why there's hair and the pheromones.
So
and
is that, that's what I was doing wrong all those years in the club? I was buying them drinks instead of sniffing them?
Yeah, you just got to sniff at it.
Just sniff their fucking Jordache jeans?
And it literally, it's the nerve endings and stuff in the cilia in your nose and in your palate. Take that in. And if you are compatible, that's why a lot of times when animals are looking for a mate, it doesn't matter how big the plumage is on their feathers or whatnot.
Right.
It basically matters what they smell like, you know?
So it really is a dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah. You know, a bird doesn't care how big a bird dick is, you know? It's just, is this guy going to be all right? You know, can this guy make bird
eggs?
Does
that make a woman more sexy then if they don't shave their pits and their pheromones, and you think you'd be turned on more?
50,000 years ago, yes.
Not anymore?
No. 2015, I like some body spray.
How about some Chanel?
Dude.
Some Chanel is good.
Talking about your hiney? Talking about your hiney getting eaten? It's me, Van says, I can hook Kenny up.
There you go.
All right. There we go.
Wow. Happy birthday, Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any hair on my butthole. I shave all that stuff off.
It's a pain in the ass.
Just
go get a
box. Yeah, no, you do it in the shower. Yeah. You know, you put a little soap on there, and it's good.
It works better
because you see those commercials, those Cottonelle commercials. They're like, did you wipe good enough? Can you go commando? The Cottonelle.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's like, yeah, I'll take my underwear off. But I shave my butthole, but I use baby wipes. I don't use toilet paper.
Right.
The dude wipes that I put on your face?
Not the dude. Yes. The dude wipes. Yeah. Yeah. No, I use the regular flushable wipes. But I'm freshy down there, so you know, anytime.
Yeah. So we gotta
catch me between about 10:30 and 11 in the morning.
We gotta get you and
I'm good after 11 o'clock.
You and Van hooked up because Van already said, you said that she had a serviceable face.
Yes.
What a compliment. She sent a picture for Kenny, and Kenny said it was a serviceable face. I didn't realize her face was an 89 Volkswagen Rabbit.
No, she actually reminds me of my friend Lisa that I had a threesome with, my friend Kevin, years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Wow. Oh, we got a phone call. We got an, let me see if I can add to the group call. Oops. Hello? Hello?
Conti and Kenny Show.
Oh, I think I...
Are you hung up?
I think I hung up on everybody.
Yeah, my friend Lisa was great. She was, whatchamacallit.
You gotta do a shot for that.
Van says, you have the perfect ass to go down on.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right.
Well, you don't want one that fucking, you know, looks like a wet Doberman coming at you.
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't matter what's surrounding. Hair. It's you're still going for the negative. Didn't go in. Why am I still making Star Wars references?
I don't know why. Even
oh, because they're building a fucking Star Wars thing at Disney's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Joe needs to do a shot.
He just did. He just did one.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. He just slugged one. I saw him. Oh. It wasn't even prompted.
All right, let's see if we can get this. Hello?
Hello.
Conti and Kenny show.
Conti and Kenny.
Hello?
Hello? Howdy.
You're on the air.
Hello, we're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Who's this?
It's Big Scott's Will and Fiona.
Oh,
it's
Big Scott's Will. Scott's and Fiona, yeah.
And Fiona.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Thing is, we need to probably turn the can you turn the stream
what
on?
What audio do we need?
Cool.
Oh. I tried to
what'd
do.
What'd you do?
I tried to do connect to call and it hung up. I apologize.
Call back and don't touch nothing.
Yeah, Joey.
We apologize.
Don't Here touch we go. It, Here Joey. We go.
Hello, we apologize.
It keeps cutting out.
Oh, no, I hung up on you accidentally.
Yeah, it was
Joe's I apologize.
Fault.
So I've paused the streaming now, so we can't hear what we're saying, so...
Well, we don't need to. Hello?
Hey, hello. What's going on, Big Scott's Will and Fiona? How are you?
How are you doing? I thought I'd phone my back by popular demand.
Absolutely.
Right. That'd be right.
I love the accent. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Bev. How are you doing?
Hi, see, how are you? I love the accent.
Phone, just for that. I love the accent.
She just love the accent. Yeah.
Just the accent,
just
not
the
your,
accent.
Not your personalities or anything
I've
like that.
Met them, I don't know. I
just try living with it.
I don't actually listen to the show if I'm not on it. So.
Well,
to be fair, you know. No. How's things?
Good.
You having
good.
A couple of beverages?
Yeah, I'm popping a few and maybe doing some other stuff.
He's having some bev.
Wait, right.
I'm having
wait,
some
right,
beverages.
Beverages. Very funny.
Couple of swallies, as we call them over here.
Swallies. Aye, that'd be right.
We got to have him do fucking Sean Connery lines.
No, we've done that already.
Oh, God, no, don't.
Just
don't
one.
Say that.
No. Just one.
No.
How about one Sean Connery doing an impression
I
of somebody
that.
Else?
You didn't even hear it. You
yes.
How about this? How about this?
Yes.
No, we're gonna do one impression real quick. You doing Sean Connery... doing Jim Carrey saying, all righty then.
All righty then.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, so we're here and Joe's having a couple of beverages and stuff. It's
right.
They're on vacation, so Bev is sitting here hanging.
I can't hear the man speak. He's trying to talk. I can't hear him because of you.
Fiona's a fucking no nonsense gal.
What's the my balls over here?
What's
my bloody ear?
It's funny hearing a Scottish guy doing a Brooklyn accent.
It's funny when he writes it, when he's like,
I hate that so much.
You hate that?
Every time he does that, makes me just want to punch him in the face.
I'm crazy. I do dice impressions sometimes, and there's no one about. And like, I did one a bit of rant about cartoons. Like, hey, you fucking what's he called? Bit of rubble. Get your ass over here, Barney. You're a midget. Oh.
He's doing dice. Yeah. He's doing dice.
And Fiona can't stand it.
She
great.
Hates it.
I hate it. I fucking hate
you know,
it.
You know,
we're the fashion.
You know what I hate worse than that?
Yes.
Sure.
No, he does Uncle Punch Paul, the Jimmy fucking Norton character.
Makes me fucking cringe. No,
it's weird. The same. That's so strange. Me and Beverly, we have the same thing. She gets that way every time I speak normally.
Yeah.
No.
See, when we first started talking, we actually started speaking on Facebook before we even met. And his intro was, "Oh, have you heard about?" It was he was talking about you guys, and he goes, "Oh, they do this impression called Uncle Paul." And that's how we started talking. It was over Uncle Paul.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and he made me go onto YouTube and actually listen to it. And then every time he typed it on Facebook, that's all I could hear as I was reading it.
Oh, Adam in the dog chat room, he says, do these fucks ever come to the States? I'd like to hit the pub with these nutters. Yeah, I feel the same, Colorado. Hi, Van. Hi, everybody. You're all your bunch of degenerates. I fucking love you. This is up meeting up for Monday night prayers.
And for everyone doesn't know that you have to stay up late in order to listen to the show.
Yes, it is getting on for 2 o'clock in the morning.
It is quarter to two in Tuesday morning. I'm over here, but you know, as I said, you guys are worth it. And if you're going to be on 2 hours,
aren't you glad you don't work anymore?
I'm glad I don't. I've retired.
You're retired.
Well, actually, I'm Fiona's carer full time now. She got sick, as you know. She was
well. Typically, I have cerebral palsy.
Okay.
And then I got worse, and then I got ill on top of that, and he retired to be my carer.
Isn't that fucking amazing?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
How you feeling now, Fiona? Are you okay? Everything's you on the up and up?
I'm still on the antibiotics for my chest infection or whatever it is I've got, but I'm a lot better, yeah.
Good.
She can still ball. Give me a good ball.
Van's got a piss again.
Dude, if I got the flu, Beverly would probably leave me.
Yeah. That's not true.
Yeah, it's like, the time that me and Joe, Bev, you were in with your appendix, and Fee wasn't too well, and we were like two guys, were chicks, weren't they well, and like, oh my God, you know.
Gotta take care
of it. Look at you, fucking Lonely Hearts Club.
You try to show a bit of the soft side, and you just get bollocking for it, so you do. I'm telling you. Why bother? I'm telling you, I'm that macho, it's only poofs have women.
That's okay, Joe,
if Joe didn't understand that, what Scott said, he's like, you try and try and you just get shit for it. Because you said bollocks, and I thought, and Joe was like, I could see you didn't hear what he said.
No, I wasn't paying attention. I'm really fucked up right now. I apologize. I'm really fucking blown out.
I don't know, from experience, but I have no complaints so far.
Did you not realize I'm actually watching what you say,
Brent?
Right now, Brent.
Yeah. What's it like banging a chick with CP? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I have no complaints. I don't know. It's not a fetish. She's not a fucking fetish, you know. I used to do this Down syndrome. Oh, the big tongue.
Man.
Ow. I'm getting pain. Domestic abuse. I'm sorry. Ow.
I wasn't paying attention again.
It's not a fetish. That's domestic violence. Over the fucking...
You hurt my fucking hand now.
You hurt my fucking forehead.
See? Now, if you watch the tutors, you'd understand everything.
You gotta talk to the microphone.
Hey, listen. There is nothing that's gonna beat Fiona. Nothing.
No,
there's no
Fiona rules.
And she's on antibiotics. Oh my God.
She's kicking the shit out of him. It's all Brent's fault.
She can still walk past, boys. We know she's on the road to recovery.
This is great. He's her caretaker, and she kicks the shit out of him. Here's your soup. Punch right in the mouth. Thank you. I'll bring the alphabet soup back into the kitchen.
This is
awesome.
She's give me a... Power right in the kisser.
Oh, man. It's really cool talking to you guys.
I do apologize for anybody who is, anybody affected by these things we call a number at the end.
You gotta laugh to keep from crying, Will. Don't worry about it.
You need to say that again.
That's true. But it's like, I was just reading bread, so I'm like, what? What kind of question is that?
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Maybe it's a rhetorical question.
He's an asshole. Well, all right. Well,
that's all right. We love him dearly.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for calling in, man. We're gonna finish up real quick.
Okay. No problem. I'll let him wrap up.
Catch you later. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe was.
Nice speaking.
It was great talking to you guys.
Joe's dozing off. He's gonna go home and get a nice.
No,
night.
I'm good. I'm telling you. Watch this.
He has to get ready.
I think I'm shedding off.
Let Van go pee for the love of God.
He has to get ready to go to New Beach.
Bye, guys.
All right, see you guys later.
Thanks, guys. Fiona, Will, love you.
Bye. He has to get ready to go to the nude beach tomorrow.
Are you going to the nudie beach tomorrow?
I'm not going to be nude, but I'm going to go to the beach.
You going to the beach?
I think so, yeah.
Bring your cell phone with you.
What?
No.
Are you allowed to?
No.
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 Oh, to take pictures?
Yeah.
No.
Nah. Of the desert. I want to see the worst one out there.
There's not. They're beautiful out there. Everybody's beautiful. So much fun.
You're right. You're right. I apologize. You're absolutely right. It is beautiful.
It's my happy place.
I just want to see like a stringy dong.
Well, I've seen balls that have elephantitis.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of stuff out. You see a lot of stuff out there, but you respect them.
I'm looking for seashells, not fucking elephantitis balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It's great. Like, hey, we need an extra volleyball. Can we borrow your sack?
He doesn't have to bring a chair. He just sits on his own nuts.
You see women with,
It's a hippity hop. Hippity hop. Hippity hop. Look it up, fuckers, if you don't know what it is.
Yeah. So, Joe and Bev are going to the nude beach tomorrow. Yeah.
And that's not a regular occurrence to see elephants.
No. Well, you're yourself.
I've been there a lot, so I
see. You're kind of a new, I would say, nudist, right?
Yeah.
You enjoy it, yeah.
White-ass Brent says, Joe needs to break his anteater out on the beach.
That's right.
That's not happening.
Sandcastles.
Nope.
Remember the Sandcastles promo?
Oh, shit, that's right. I forgot about that.
Let's play that real quick. We got a couple minutes left.
Okay.
For people that haven't heard it on Facebook or anything, let's play it real quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Remember when you get chafed with all the sand and shit? I got to do it too.
You mean last month?
Where it gets caught in your netting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It gets caught in the netting, it ruins your whole night. I can't walk on a boardwalk with sand in my netting.
Dude, last time I was at the beach, dude, I had a sandcastle in my foreskin. It was unbelievable. Two days later, I'm fucking pulling out. There was a kid with a shovel in my foreskin. I'm like, get out of there. You're not going to suck it. Get out.
Jesus Christ.
The Conti and Kenny Show.com.
Well, I'm a fucking piece of shit. And I love it.
You all have that problem if you're naked.
No, it's not going to happen. There'll be more sand in there.
Yeah, you just got to rinse it off. Whew. You got to go a little deeper to get the. You can't rinse off your dong in the foam. You got to go beyond the foam.
Yeah, you got to
beyond the breakers, as they say.
Got to submerge.
Watch the world. You can wash your foreskin off, and then get high, swim out past the breakers, and get it out of your skin.
Oh, did you want to talk about some sort of was it the catfish or?
Well, you know, we talked about it on. That was like an hour ago. We've got like 3 minutes left.
We can go a little longer if you want.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. I just wanted to let everyone know that if they didn't hear, we mentioned on the Boston show, the first story was that three Chechenian girls, they were saying that they wanted to go and be part of ISIS. So they were online on Facebook or whatever it was, and they got in touch with an ISIS guy, however they did it. And the ISIS guy says, you know what? I'm going to wire you $3,100. You guys take that. You buy one-way plane tickets. Come over to ISIS. Come over to Syria, wherever you are.
Exactly.
And you'll be with us. Here's the money for it. They got the money and told them, take care.
Fucking shove it in their ass.
Fucking catfished ISIS.
That's fucking awesome.
The kicker of the whole thing is that the Chechenian government is actually prosecuting them for fraud.
Unbelievable.
It's fucking ISIS.
Yeah.
Fucking
it's like ISIS. It's like if you gave Hitler the hot foot, and then you're like, hey, you know, that wasn't very nice. I gave Hitler a hot foot. Who's going to complain? You know?
Yeah.
He was sleeping, and I put shaving cream in his hand, and I tickled his face.
I said,
it's to Hitler.
They should give him key to the village for doing that shit. in the chat room.
Have fun at the Nelson. Beach, Joe.
That's great. And so they catfished ISIS. The other one this other ISIS part, I wanted to bring it up, was on the border of Iraq, a villager comes in, and there's a bunch of British SAS troops. And SAS are the top of the British forces, the Green Berets, the Force Recon, Marine Force Recon, the Delta Force, Navy SEALs, British SAS.
This story needs a shot.
Where James Bond comes from. A villager comes in and says, hey, 50 yards away, 500 yards away, whatever it was, 500 yards, half a mile. I'm sorry, it was a half a mile away. Right over there in that village, there's three ISIS guys. Two of them have AK-47. One of them has a fucking machete, and he's cutting the heads off everybody in the village. Okay? You got to go do something. So the British SAS sniper sets up a half a mile away, and there's a whole crowd gathered. They'd already, unfortunately, had executed a few people. Grabs ISIS guy grabs a father and his 8-year-old son, and he's going to decapitate these two guys, the father and the son. Just as he's about to do it, the SAS sniper locks in, three shots, pow, fucking right to the head of the executioner, pow, pow, right to the head to the two guys with the AK-47s, fucking done, father and son lived. From a half a mile away.
Awesome.
Wow.
Fucking he saved the rest of the fucking village.
That's
by taking him out.
Great.
You want to talk about a fucking hero.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, man. Yeah.
Vic, easy peasy, Japanese.
Yeah, if anybody needs their ass eaten out, that's that guy. He deserves one of those.
That's just great.
Give him a medal and a good good scrubbing. A good tongue scrubbing.
He deserves it, Kenny.
I what?
You deserve it, Kenny.
I deserve it, sure.
You do.
I would enjoy it. I would love it.
What?
An ass licking.
A little tongue scrubbing.
Yeah.
Never had it.
Good time.
Yeah.
It's good times.
It is good times. I've done it before, but I've never actually.
I've never
had.
Done that.
You've never done it to
I've
anybody?
Never
yeah.
Done that.
Yeah.
No. I have done a lot of things, but that's one thing I don't know.
You've had it done to you?
No.
No?
No.
No, you too? You have. Right?
No.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. You've had a tongue scrubbing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not from
yeah.
me.
Just one chick.
Can I tell the story?
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest stories I've ever heard in my entire life. We're talking about it on the air.
Yeah.
And I go, he's like, yeah, we were talking about it. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, didn't you feel emasculated? And because I figure I would be in like a birthing position and I would I'd be laying
like
on my back.
Like you'd be in stirrups, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's how I pictured
you'd
it.
No, you'd get on your knees, wouldn't
that's,
you?
That's what I pictured in my mind was like, isn't that a little emasculating having your legs up like that?
And me goes, next to a crib on a changing table? Getting my
just
bunghole
picture, yeah, picture a guy laying on his back and having his arms be underneath his knees, pulling his legs up.
Okay.
And I go, isn't that emasculating, that position? And he goes, no, I had a big car.
What does that mean?
He got his.
I was in the car.
You were in the car?
I was in the back seat. I
had a fucking. Dodging trumpet your head?
I had a dodging trumpet. No.
You were on your knees.
No.
How
was sitting in the back seat, and she was like basically leaned over, like almost on the floor.
Oh, on your side?
No.
How did she get there if you're sitting on it?
No, I must have scooched like a dog trying to wipe his ass. You ever see a dog scoot across the floor? I scooted to the back seat, so my hiney popped out like a fucking third eye on fucking the Terminator. And a red eye popped out.
But he just matter-of-factly goes, no, I had a big car. And I fucking lost it. This is the greatest thing I ever heard. That was great.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, absolutely. It was... It was weird, you know, but it was a strange answer to go, this isn't a big car.
I had a big car. What? Let's get out of here, man.
You want to go?
Yeah, let's
we had somebody who was going to call in with a quick lesbian story.
Oh, really?
Or an ass-eating story.
Okay.
The number, 240-HIGH-C&K. Are you going to call in?
Well, stay on for that, if that happens.
Tongue scrubbing. What is that, sucking your thumb?
A good tongue scrubbing. It's like sandpaper tongue licked
at the back of the Venza.
No, that's a Dodge Intrepid. Oh. That's the back of an Intrepid. Brent's fucking brilliant. Oh, that's great. I guess not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking for something.
There was one time I was going down on a girl. I was in the it was a Chevy S10 pickup. Right. 1987 Chevy S10 pickup, and it had a bench seat, but I took the bench seats out and I put two Camaro seats in there. Got what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she was on the passenger seat, and I couldn't get to her vagina because it was a very small cab in there. So I actually nestled myself. We were in a car, and we were on the side of a street. We were in a neighborhood. And I nestled myself underneath the steering wheel because I had a little racing steering wheel, so there was more room.
Jesus, yeah.
And I was actually crunched in so I could go down on her. But my ass was hitting, like, the brake pedal. So
you know, Dad always said, never play stink finger while you're driving. I drove down the New York State Thruway. Me and my boyfriend at the time, we went to Miracles, if anybody remembers that.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we drove from New York to New Jersey, butt-ass naked, touching each other all the way home down the Thruway.
No kidding, really?
Oh,
nice lesbian, big tits, evaporated milk, lick that snatch, sandpaper tongue, dirty whore cunt.
That's what they were saying on the way.
Just about a year and a half ago or something like that, I got a blowjob in the parking lot of Pittsburgh's Homeland Security. The Department of Homeland Security, yeah. I was leaving, and we were at a stop sign, and I was with the girl, and we're at the stop sign leaving the parking lot, and she showed me her piercing. So I said, of course. I was like, can I touch it? And then I started rubbing, and then I gave her an orgasm at the stop sign, and
don't
I says, so I
stink finger while you're driving.
So I K-turned and pulled up next to a dumpster, and I whipped the hog out, and then she goes down on it.
Suck my cock!
But she didn't want to finish it, so I'm like, I'm going to finish it myself. So I did that. It wasn't my car. We borrowed a guy's car.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. There was a baby. There was like baby.
Baby seats in the back?
Yeah, he had a family.
Oh, my God.
Joe, I got Joe off a couple times while he was driving home from gigs.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, but I was, you know,
he gets
I'm good,
nervous. His face gets terrified. Yeah. I'm gonna crash into something.
I've gotten two DUIs because of that. It's fun.
but I was, you know, it was a parking lot of whatchamacallit, Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, like, how do you get into the Department of Homeland Security?
They ordered food.
Lot.
It was when I was working for the restaurants.
Really?
They ordered food, and I took one of the waitresses with me, and I'm like, take a delivery.
That's fucking awesome.
So I took the manager's car. He's like, use my car.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't care what your license plate is.
He had like a crossover, like an SUV.
Right,
small SUV.
Yeah.
He had like a Tucson or something like that. And I was driving. And before she dropped the food off. I'm in the car. She gets back in the car. She whips her pants down. I see it. I played around with it. Gave her an orgasm. I said, I'm coming now, too. you're not getting out of here. You're not getting out of here with nothing. You're taking care of this.
Holy shit. Oops. That's fucking fantastic. All right, let's see. Conti and Kenny Show.
Thank God I got through before you bastards left, because Kenny's going to love this story.
Okay, it's Van, if anybody doesn't
know. Yes, absolutely. Van,
hello.
What's going on?
Hi, guys. Hi, you fuck faces.
Serviceable faces.
First of all, I would like to introduce myself to Bev and say hello. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you, too.
I am very much in love with your husband-to-be. You are very lucky. He's a wonderful man.
She doesn't know me too. Guess you don't know me too well.
Yeah.
Well, what I do know, you must have a great time with him. Anyway, all right, fuck off, Joe. This is for Kenny.
Okay, this is Kenny. Go ahead. I'm done.
Yeah, this is a story for Kenny.
I'm all ears.
You there, fuckface?
Absolutely. I'm all ears. I'm in on this one. I'm starting to get stiffy a little bit.
You ready for this story?
Yeah.
I'm in AC, right? I'm in a fucking gay club. Didn't realize I was in a gay bar, but it was a unisex gay bar. Men, women, da-da-da-da. So me and my girlfriends, we would line up we would do lines of coke for each other and line them up on the bathroom, you know, like on the back of the toilet seat.
Right.
We would line up. Yeah, we would do lines of coke and then save a line, and then the next whore would go in and do the next line.
Next whore.
So, yeah. We're a bunch of slobs. So, it's my turn to go do my line of coke. I'm going into the bathroom. I turn around to close the stall door, and some whore pushes me down on the toilet, sits on my lap, and starts fucking making out with me. I'm cooped up. I'm fucked up. I'm done with it. I don't give a fuck. We're feeling each other up. We're doing our fucking thing. So,
had you ever been with a woman before this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. So you're hip to the game. Okay.
Continue. Yeah, but not with a stranger.
Right.
Like, I needed to be tested after this experience. So we're making out on the fucking toilet, and then I go, fuck face, get off me. I got a line to do. So I turn around, get ready to do my line, and then I look at her, and I go, you down? And she says, yeah, I'm fucking down. Ken, you ready? You're not going to be able to take it.
Lick that snatch.
I say, I got a special way for you to do this line. I pull my shirt up. I put the coke on my boobs. You know, like Scarface style when he fucking shoves his head in that mound of coke.
Right.
And
right.
He just like, yeah. I pile the mound of coke on my boob. And I'm like, take your shot, honey. She takes her shot off my... Sorry, Bev, no disrespect. Oh, tit. And she fucking does the coke off my tit. I do the coke off her tit. We're making out some more, da 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 da. And that's it. That's the end of the night. We go.
Look at those jugs.
Kenny, I knew this is your kind of fucking story right there.
Absolutely. I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was a very interesting night.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's all I have to add.
Did
the retards.
Did you touch each other or anything down in the naughty bits?
We were doing boob stuff and making out. No snatch stuff. Snatch stuff.
There was one time
lick that snatch.
I was in a nightclub. It was called Arena at the time, and it's not there anymore now. It's NYU things, but it was at the Palladium. And they would have gay night, and my friends were DJs, and we would go to gay night because they wouldn't let straight guys in till about 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were doing ecstasy and stuff. But you would go.
So you got there at 10 in the 10 at night.
But so it was like the after party of everything. You know what I mean?
Okay. No, not for nothing. You are not a fun drunk. I got to tell you. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I just hang out. But go ahead.
Yeah, you are fucking out of it, bud. Go ahead, Ken.
I walk into the bathroom and I see, and it's a unisex bathroom. So I go to the urinal and there's a girl with a sundress on and she's peeing into the urinal. She's got her sundress on.
Get
peeing.
The fuck out of here,
she's,
Tommy.
Yeah, she's standing up peeing into the urinal. Right, and I go right next to her. And then on the other side is a gay guy in a big flat. Like patent leather pants and pumps, and he's leaning over the top of the stall, going, get him, queen, and all you hear is this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, this is the den of fucking iniquity right here. I'm like, I gotta get out of this fucking bathroom. It was in a matter of 15 seconds. I was like, what in the fuck world is this?
Ken, how scary are the gay clubs, though? I mean, I'm not trying to sound prejudiced, but the gay clubs are fucking scary. They're nuts.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been to a lot. And,
because I knew you could relate to my story because when I tell you I walked into the stall to do my line of coke, she threw me down on the toilet, sat on my lap, and just started fucking kissing me. And I was already fucked up, so I just went with it. And we're feeling each other up and da-da-da. And then I remembered, excuse me, fucking pig, I got some coke to do. Get the fuck off me.
Yeah.
Do you want some? Then we should. But
there was one
club,
time.
There's no shame in a fucking gay club.
No, not at all. Not at all. Absolutely. And when I've been to gay parties, and then I've been a wingman for my gay friend in an after party at a pool party. That was debaucherous. But there was one time I actually I hung out with this group of girls for a while. And we would go to nightclubs and stuff, but they were absolutely scary. They were all beautiful, but they were so aggressive, they were scary. They were like, what are these girls going to get into?
There's no shame.
And I actually, the bathroom was jam-packed, and I go into a stall, and all of a sudden, one of them kicks the stall down, and I'm trying to take a piss. And then she dips. I'm trying to take a piss. She bangs the stall down.
She wanted to hold you.
Her friend.
For you.
No. They needed a stall. Her friend comes in with her. She locks the door. They're behind me, and they start funneling coke into their nose. I turn around, and they basically like held me and forced me to start snorting. So she's grabbing it out of the finger out of the bag with her pinky finger, and she's shoveling it up. So I'm sniffing, and then these two start making out. And the three of us are in a stall. I didn't get shit.
Wow.
But they wanted to do coke so fast. I mean, aggressive.
The gays have no fucking shame. They really fuck. Don't.
I can pretty much I can pretty much hang with everybody. I don't really get weird in certain situations, but these girls were just aggressive. You know, it's basically like every time I would hang out with them, it felt like when you were walking into a bad neighborhood.
Ken,
you know what I mean? It was like
Ken,
that same kind of feeling.
Ken, you want to talk about aggressive? I'm telling you, this fucking pig threw me down on the toilet seat. Threw herself on my lap and just fucking started kissing me. I didn't give a fuck. I was fucked up, coked up, drunk. I went with it. They have no fucking shame. They don't give a fuck.
No, they're fucking very
when I
open.
When I went to that gay after party barbecue at the pool, it was my friend was trying to get laid. He's a gay guy, and we were in Rehoboth Beach, and it's a big gay community. We went to a place called Double D's, and it was a costume night, so guys were dressed up as California
God,
Highway Patrol guys with mustaches and the whole thing. And he says, well, listen, you know, I want to go to this after party. So we got invited. We go to the after party, and I was hanging out with Steve, who was the guy with the Jello shots, and he had no pants on, but he had a Harley Davidson leather vest on with
Adam
like buttons.
There?
He had a lot of flair.
Was his boyfriend Adam there?
he had buttons on his Steve. Harley thing. So I was hanging out with Steve, and I had a tank top on. I was in nasty shape then, and I'm walking around the house looking for my friend Brian because it started getting weird where the guys are laying on the lawn chairs and everybody starts fucking and blowing each other.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It started getting heavy towards the end of the night.
Ken, you got to admit, it's a little creepy at how open they are.
It's almost the Boogie Nights creepy. You know how you felt when you watched the movie Boogie Nights where when things started to turn and you're like, shit's going downhill? That's how the night went on. So we end up, I find my friend. He was in where they keep the lawnmowers with a bunch of other guys. And we get a ride back. Seven guys in the back of a pickup truck. They all have no shirts on, and they drop us back off at the hotel. But it got to the point where I was like, I got to get out of here, or I'm going to be held down and forced to do something. Because they're all jacked
you
up,
got that
you know.
Funny boy face.
Yeah, and I'm like, someone's going to force me.
Asshole.
Yeah, this is going, I've been shaving.
Your ass would have been perfect for them.
I've been shaving.
They would all had napkins and fucking a fork and a knife.
I've been shaving my asshole and my balls since I've been 17, when I went into the military and I was running so much. So I kept shaving everything. Yeah.
You were ready.
Yeah. I'm like, someone's going to force me down, and I don't have any backup. I'm going to get in trouble here. It got to that point. And every room you would go into, the TVs would have gay porn on. And there'd be guys making out in the bedrooms. The guys were fucking. And then it just turned into a Caligula scene, like debauchery. And I'm like, okay, wingmanned enough. I got to get out of here. We got a ride home in the back of a pickup truck with seven guys with no shirts on.
All right, Ken, so don't play
the
music, Joe. Turn it the fuck off.
No. It's not the ending music.
I really need to know what a serviceable face is.
No. We got the Love Boat theme playing.
Is it the face you can shoot a load on? Is that what that means?
Yeah, serviceable. Is that what that means?
I don't know. I don't know what it means. I just came up with it. You have a nice face. You have a good face. Yeah.
Wait, I have to read this. White ass Brent in the chat.
Hold on. Do you like that?
Me, I love it.
See?
Well, that's why we're playing the Love Beats, Love Boat theme.
I don't believe in wasting the load. I believe in why spit when you can swallow? That's my theory.
Are you sure you're not Levy doing an impression? Is this Bob Levy doing an impression of a chick?
Now I am getting a stiffy.
No, this is me. You know me, guys. I'll tell you the fucking truth.
Absolutely.
I will never understand the spitting theory. When a guy blows a load in your mouth,
It's sitting in your mouth, and you're running to the bathroom to spit it out. No, just fucking swallow it. It's so much easier. It's simple. It's tasty. It is what it is.
It's tasty.
I always say,
I don't spit, but it's not really that tasty.
I don't get the spitting theory. Just fucking swallow.
What if he missed your mouth and it went all over your face?
It's very good for your
That's
skin.
That's perfectly fine with me.
That's perfectly fine. See, now here's the thing.
Not only is it perfectly fine, I will make sure you got every drop. Now, you can use your imagination for that, but.
And here's the thing, Ben. Yeah. If me and you were on Naked and Afraid, you know that show, Naked and Afraid?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's where, the man and a girl, they go out onto an island.
If you
saw me
naked, you'd be very afraid. So, yeah.
Look at her doing jokes.
Well, here's the thing. I always said that I could, the woman would always survive because all she would have to do was just service me once a day, and she's got a shot of proteins.
Even in the chat room, Domino says, I share that, Van. It's a waste to spit it out.
Yeah.
Well, I think Domino, I like that guy. I like the fact that he comes out and says it.
I don't get the spitting theory. I don't get it. Just fucking swallow.
Wait,
it's so easy.
Does Domino like to...
It's halfway down your fucking throat anyway, if you're doing it right.
Big Scott Wilson, my Fiona.
The fucking throat is down your throat anyway. Just fucking swallow. Suck the rest up out of his fucking dick and cuddle and go to fucking...
Is Domino a woman or a man?
I was assuming it. I was making a joke that it was a guy.
I'm thinking it's a guy, yeah.
No, it's a girl.
It's a girl?
But that's great. Big Scott Will says, my Fiona can suck the enamel off a bathtub.
right now, he's getting hit in the forehead like Benny Hill.
Yeah, exactly. With a plunger.
Fiona, it's Fiona.
This show, but fucking calmness. But everybody, you're going to call in, you're going to call. All I can add is a fucking crumb story. That's all.
Right.
I just love
the fact that White Ass Brent makes a great point. He goes, I love how Van said, I love how Van said, no disrespect, Bev, tits. Like Bev is a breast cancer survivor. He said, no disrespect.
Bev,
he said, tits.
I don't mean any disrespect.
No. She don't care. You can say anything. She doesn't care about cursing and all that shit. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I'm just saying. Van, let's work on this butthole thing.
You guys got the same kind of stories.
Because I tossed a salad. It was my husband, of course, but I pretended it was a pussy. So there was no big deal. It was just,
fucking
you know,
brilliant.
Yeah,
she pretended it was a pussy.
Wait,
Joe, he didn't have his fucking hand under his fucking knees lifted up like a jerk off.
What
position would you prefer me in? Kind of like if I'm playing like third base, like kind of a little bent over.
As long as you're on your back, you're going to be taken care of. That's it.
Okay.
And you can even put your hand behind your head like you're a fucking king. And you're taken care of. It's my job. That's what women are supposed to do.
While that's
take
happening,
care of your men.
Am I masturbating or are you doing it for me?
I'm doing it. I'm doing everything.
Okay.
And you're just sitting there. And listen, to top it off, I would rather have football on so I can hear the scores while we're doing it.
Hear the scores.
That's my preference. I want to have football on because I need to know what's going on.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. I'm liking this. All right, we're going to put this together, man.
Oh, this is great. Domino, I guess Domino is a...
Fiona, yeah.
I'm very unusual,
Ken.
Okay, no, I'm
a very unusual broad.
Let's work. We'll work on this.
This could be a connection because you guys have the same fucking stories.
Yeah, it's a lot of connections.
First of all, Ken is very fucking. He's not Facebook active. He's not Twitter active.
No,
that I curse you all the time on Twitter. You don't even say it.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't
not
see anything.
Yeah, he's
got some life.
It's because he's drinking his alcohol while watching Three Stooges reruns at 3:30 in the morning on AMC.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm tweeting and fucking reposting the shit out of the show. Meanwhile, the host is sitting there jerking off not giving a fuck. That's all right.
Now,
you know
wait,
who's got your back. It don't matter.
All right, Van, I do have to ask you this question real quick. You,
yes,
how
yes.
You found this show because you listened to Bob's show, correct?
Right.
But it's how did you find Bob's show? How did you, like, were you always a fan of Bob, or did you know Bob from the Howard Stern show?
I found Bob through Howard.
Okay.
And that's how I found Bob, but and that's how I found you.
See, this is kind of cool. So you were a big Stern fan.
We had this little chat about you and the Levy show, and we're not going to get into that, but... The Levy show is, I can't even take it because I got to listen to it 3-4 times because I'm leaping so hard. I miss everything. And it's the same thing with this show. I can't listen to it once. I listen to it 5-6 times because I miss everything.
See,
because I'm leaping and I'm missing stories.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And Joe, fuck you, Kenny. Fuckface, because you don't see my post, but
you,
Joe does. I say every night, what do I say, Joe? Every night, it's bedtime with my boys, the Conti and Kenny show.
Or bedtime
and I go to, and I go to bed listening to you guys, giggling like a jerk off in bed. But...
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we have the love boat playing, so... Just a little connection here, but my only my thing that I'm getting at is that I think it's kind of cool. It's kind of a compliment that this is somebody who listened to Stern for a bunch of years, and whether you like Stern or not, he's one of the biggest radio shows ever, and that's kind of cool that somebody who was a huge Stern fan actually likes our show and thinks our show is funny. So I
and how about it's kind of cool that I used to listen to Stern when I went to bed. I don't anymore. It's your show, and that's it. I like I said, I clean my house listening to your show, to repeat, whatever. It's just the Conti and Kenny show. That's my shit. And
thank you, sweetheart. When
I put my little girl to sleep, the only laughs I got were from Conti and Kenny, and you know.
I appreciate
Conti and Fuckface show.
Yeah,
Big Scott Will and Chad.
Yeah, the Conti and Fuckface show.
But and, you do know how.
See, JoJo's getting all sentimental because he just swigged another shot of vodka.
But it's almost
dude,
like.
I've been drinking raspberry vodka like a pussy all fucking night. I don't give a fuck. Wait, I got to tell you guys. So I lied to my boss and told him I had a doctor's appointment and I had to leave work early so I could get home and listen to the show.
You realize how psychotic that's...
Joe, you'll see my post later on Twitter because I tagged you in it. Not you, Kenny, because you're fucking Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. I'll check it for you tonight.
Well, you do realize how psychotic that sounds.
We have a butt date coming up, so I'm going to check on your stuff.
Yeah, check it. Yeah, we got a butt date. So wait, I'm fucking doing 90 down the expressway. All right, I get off my exit. I get on the road. You got to do 25. I say, you know what? 25 ain't going to get me home in time enough to hear the fucking show. A cop pulls me the fuck over. He saw me. The show had started, and I had the phone up to my ear so I could hear you guys talking. And he said, what were you doing on your phone? Meanwhile, the phone's sitting on my fucking dashboard. Kenny's telling his story about his brother's child being born. And I'm like, officer, I'm listening to fucking Kenny tell the story. And he goes, no, you got to be hands-free. I said, I was hands-free. I was holding the phone up to my ear. He goes, dum-dum, that ain't hands-free. I said, well, I can't miss the show. And I even took a picture of this cock fucking sucker with his flashing lights in my rear view. I gave him my license, my registration, and I said, officer, please look. No disrespect. Give me the fucking ticket, but I got to get home. I can't miss this fucking show. He said, honey, you were doing 60 in a 25.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, you don't understand. I got to get home. This is, I got to get. But thank God he didn't get, because I think that's a $300 fucking ticket.
Yeah,
a cell phone ticket in Jersey.
That's a big
really? One. You just talked to Jesus. He thinks you're a crazy
cunt. What I went through tonight to get home for the show.
Yeah, you realize how fucking crazy that sounds. Yeah. You do realize that, right?
I appreciate it, but holy shit.
But you do realize it's the fucking truth, and that's just the maniac that I am.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much.
Stay out of my school zone.
What did I tweet this morning? I can't ask you, Kenny, because you don't fucking know. But Joe knows. The second thing I think about on a fucking Monday morning is, it's a fucking Conti and Kenny. The first thing I think about is, Jesus fucking Christ, I gotta get out of bed because I gotta take a pee. And then the second thing is, oh yeah, it's Conti and Kenny tonight, baby. Like,
that's insane. We're like two shitheads.
I'm a fucking fan, you jerk off.
Well, we can tell. We can tell you.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. I really do appreciate it. Well, and I talked to you on Saturday night. When I text you and thanked you for posting all the stuff.
Hey, lady, thanks for the mention. And I'm like, look at this.
Thanks for reposting.
Hey, lady.
I always say, hey, lady.
I would shoot a load in her face. Yeah. Hey, lady.
I always say, hey, lady.
Yeah, he always says, hey, lady. Yeah, I always say, doesn't matter if it's a 19-year-old girl or, yeah.
Yeah, it's a term of endearment.
But, yeah, what did I say back? I said, hey, man, you're welcome. I do. But, Joe, not for nothing, how quick am I on the fucking retweets, though?
She's the first person. It's like she has a movie screen of her Twitter account in a fucking room in her house. She's quick. Her show, our show, she's great.
On my phone, it tells me whenever I'm mentioned or anything like that, I just like to stay off the grid. So I apologize, but I do see everything you do.
I literally need therapy because of this show. I am completely obsessed. I love it.
I think you probably needed therapy before you started listening to the show.
We're just the outlet.
Well, listen.
I really do.
Van, thank you again for calling in. Great call. And
thanks for
spreading the word, because I think Domino might be somebody who knows, who heard from Van, and that's why Domino's here.
No, Domino's Fiona.
Oh, Domino's Fiona?
Yes, Big Scott's. Yeah.
Oh,
Big Scott's,
I'm sorry.
Joe, you know what my trick is? When you have two options, you can quote a retweet.
Yeah.
First, I quote it and say, listen to these motherfuckers, or go scratch your ass.
That's when that does.
And
that.
Then can retweet after that. So you can quote and retweet.
I never quoted before.
So I do all that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute, hold on. I can't do it on Facebook, though, because work will catch that I lied and said I had a doctor's appointment to come home and listen to your fucking show.
Well, Big Scott Will didn't do it on Facebook.
I did it on Twitter.
I think Big Scott Will summed up this relationship right here in quotes. Hey, lady. Hey, fuckface. I think that's perfect.
or Colorado Dickhead said, lock your doors.
Silly bastard.
All right. Well, thanks again for calling, Van. We appreciate it.
And Van, because of you, we did a half an hour extra. How about that?
What do you think of that, huh?
All right. So we're going to make it. We got to make it 3 hours. It's 2 hours is not enough of you two.
We're working on stuff because we're on Internet Radio Network. We're also on WMEX. And this one, and me and Joe are thinking about doing something a little different maybe. So it might happen. So we'll see. We'll let you know.
Yeah, well, tell me how much I have to pay to come and sit in on a fucking show. I'll make the drive. And I said that about the Levy show, but I don't want to hurt Bob's feelings, but I'd much rather come sit on your show. I'll shut up. I won't say a fucking word. I'll just sit there and watch.
Sure.
Well, if you come up here, somebody's sitting on something.
somebody's ass is getting eaten. That's what's going to fucking happen.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in. You're great.
Love you guys.
All right, thanks, man.
I'm more pro fucking active on the internet. Would you please?
I'm trying to be more on the internet. I'll try.
Yeah, get less of a life, will you?
I work for rock bands. I'm busy.
All right, guys. Great show. So glad I got this. Lie to my boss. Get out of work early and catch the show.
All right. Thanks, all right, Van.
Yeah, you could probably, this Friday, I think we're going to tape the Boston Friday.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Secret show.
Yeah, don't, because you know I get upset if I can't hear.
All right.
I get very upset.
All right, Van.
And thank you. And thank you for the sweet things you said on the Boston show. It was very nice. It was very nice.
Serviceable things you said. All right. And also, we're sorry about your cat, too.
Yes.
All right. Bye,
Love
Van.
You guys.
Bye, Van.
Bye.
Congratulations, Bez.
Thank you.
All right.
It was nice kind of meeting you. Yeah. You're a very lucky woman. And Kenny, we'll talk about that ass-eating thing later.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
Night, guys.
See you later.
Night.
Bye.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we've been extra half hour.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks to Big Scots and Fiona.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, Fan, Lady Trucker was in the chat room.
Doug Nelson, sorry.
Colorado Dickhead, White-Ass Brent is amazing. Thank you, guys. It was a fun night tonight.
All right.
Joe Conti's drunk.
I'm a little bombed up. A little banged up. Maybe doing some stuff that Chris Christie doesn't like.
That was fun.
Big Scott will. All right. Show needs to end. Hang up already.
All right, already.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for supporting us. We appreciate it. Everybody in the chat. My lovely fiance, Beverly, thank you. She had a good line tonight. Very funny line.
Absolutely.
Kenny, of course. And also, we do now on the weekends on WMEX Boston. We are now just on Saturdays.
Midnight to 2.
But midnight to 2, so you still get 2 hours.
A bunch of stuff happening on that station, yeah. So just hang in there. You're still going to get 2 hours of the censored show.
And,
that have been really good lately. It's been real fun.
We had an issue with the show from last week being put up, so it's going to get put up tonight. So, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. All right?
Yeah, don't and also, forget to listen to Trash Mouth Radio when it comes out.
Yeah, look for Trash Mouth Radio with my girl and Sharon Simon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get out of here. And we like to finish the show by ending it the way we always do, by signing off by quoting our pal, the late, great Otto Peterson from Otto and George.
Miss you, buddy.
We miss you a lot. We always like to finish by saying, take care.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.